Sir, I have your address. It's 128 Horace Machine Ranch Road.
Go away.
I'm going to go ahead and hang up. Thanks.
F you too, motherfucker.
I'm not playing no fucking games, dude.
I fuck you, son of a bitch.
Stop making us get the cutting. You're out of your crazy mind.
You ain't getting no goddamn dollars.
I'll fuck you all night long.
Get my pussy.
Why don't you piss off?
You're listening to the Madhouse Radio Prankcast.
Hi, everybody. Good morning. Especially on the West Coast where it's early. It's Carlito. I'm live on March the something. What is it, the 5th today? Let me turn the music down. March 5th today of 2015, and I is a live cat. Yeah. I don't really have a plan other than just making some calls, you know? So let's get right to it then, eh? It's still snowing outside. It's been snowing since last night. It's a lot of snow, man. It's bad. It looks pretty coming down. I'm going to stay inside the house. I ain't going out for shit. All right. We got someone who's selling a carbine. 9mm. Carbine 995. Let me look up a carbine 995. Let me just look up facts about it. Let's see what Vicky has to say about it. Vicky does not have a page specifically for the 995, but does for the High Point Carbine, which it is a family member of. These are a series of carbines chambered to the 9x19mm parabolum, whatever that means. Nerding out on gun technology. Comes with a 10-round magazine that fits into the pistol grip. It's got like a pistol grip on it, eh? Yeah, look at that. That's weird. It's like a pistol, and it's got a long end for the, I guess you would say, the rifle itself in the front, and then the long end for the actual butt rest of it, the butt of the rifle. But if you look at just the middle of it, it just looks like a big, heavy pistol. I never knew that about it, because I'm not into guns. If you haven't, I'm a liberal. I wouldn't say necessarily a Democrat anymore, but I do have liberal views. I'm not a bleeding left side liberal. Complete on the left. I'm more closer to progressive than, you know, far left wing, for sure. I am a progressive liberal, a progressive Democrat, I guess would be the optimum description for me. Okay? I'm sure you guys figured that out by now, especially around election time. Hey, prank calls. It's a daytime show. Do what I want. To be honest, I'll probably just chop off this show. What I want to try to do for this episode, it's not going to be an episode per se. I want to do like Brad does sometimes, where he does some pranks over a few days, chops up the best ones, and does intro. I think that'd be kind of cool. Kind of like what Dialer was working around, but I don't think he got that going. And Dialer did... I'm doing a show now, but Dialer did say he's... I think he's going back to his old format of broadcasting on PCN, which he said trades off... gains stability and ability to stay connected on the air much easier, but the quality is worse. I said, don't worry about the quality, man. It's just phone calls. Well, I didn't say that to him, but I will say that to him. I didn't get to reply to him about that. Okay, blah, blah, blah. Carbine. Let me make sure I got my pissing ready. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, you got a carbine for sale?
I guess so.
Alright, what can you tell me about it? You shoot it before?
Yeah, I've actually, yesterday I shot maybe 25 rounds to it. I got it maybe 3 days ago, and I'm always trading, so it was brand new when I got it.
Oh, yeah? I'm pissing right now.
Yeah.
I'm pissing right now, though. Like,
you're what?
I'm taking a piss right now.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know if, like, do you want to come here and show it to me, the carbine?
Well, I'm at work right now, buddy, and where are you located at?
Well, I'm in Knoxville.
I ain't driving all the way to Knoxville. I ain't no way.
Where the fuck are you, motherfucker?
Buddy, I suggest you not call me and talk like that.
Oh, this is the way I talk to my friends. I'm sorry. I thought you were a pal.
I don't know you, so therefore I ain't no kind of pal that you know, so don't cuss me. And I don't give a shit if you taking a piss.
Don't cuss me, motherfucker. Right. You cuss me, you said shit.
Buddy, look here. You really made a mistake calling this number doing that. So
no, I didn't make shit, motherfucker.
You just need to kind of pipe yourself down.
I didn't say shit. I didn't do shit, motherfucker. You made you made a mistake talking to me.
I'm from Tennessee, and I work for the state of Tennessee.
Fuck
the state of Tennessee. Come on down here.
That means you're a pussy.
Ain't nobody fucking scared of you.
All it means is you're a
pussy. Ain't nobody fucking scared of you. You want to talk shit. You want to act like a little faggot and tell a man that you're taking a piss. By all means, go ahead. But you fucking, you just made a mistake calling this number. I'm not the one to fuck with, and I'm not the one to fucking be your pal, and you cuss.
Fuck you.
No, fuck you.
No, you first. I said fuck you to you first, so you fuck first. You get fucked
first.
But
you don't know me.
Well,
you
too
don't
bad.
Know me.
I already said fuck
you
first.
That I am the worst motherfucker to fuck with on a bad day.
Oh, boo hoo. I had
I
to
can
work
guarantee
for the
you.
I had to work for the state as a secretary and I had a bad day. Woo-hoo.
I'm not a secretary. I'm actually out working so dumbasses like you don't wreck.
What are you doing? Yeah, you picking up roadkill?
No, buddy.
Keep
I'm plowing
them
the fucking road, you goddamn son of a bitch.
I'm going to keep this deer.
I mean, did you wake up this morning and say, I'm going to call this boy and start shit with him?
Yeah, pretty much.
Are you
much.
Trying to show off for your fucking girlfriend or somebody?
Yeah, pretty much all of that.
Pretty much all that?
Yeah, motherfucker.
Well, you got a dumbass girlfriend if she going to fuck with you.
Where you
want to
meet? I'll meet you at Walmart, motherfucker.
Walmart? Walmart where? There's millions of fucking Walmart, dumbass.
Motherfucker.
Well, right now, I'm on the upper end of a W, so when I go to the south side road, I'll be glad to.
Yeah, come here to me, and I'll whoop your ass.
Well, buddy, that's by all means.
When you gonna be here, motherfucker?
Here in a few minutes.
When you gonna be here, motherfucker?
I don't know who the fuck you think you are.
Woo-hoo!
I don't understand that.
Shut up, motherfucker! I'm gonna fuck this shit up, motherfucker!
Yeah, I guarantee you will.
Yeah!
You have to be a dumbass. Want to call and buy a gun off a boy and then cuss him.
Shut up! Come on, motherfucker.
What?
I'm waiting for you right now, motherfucker. I got my fists up.
You
I'm ready.
Mad?
Ready to do some punching.
You fucking dickhead.
Ready to do some punching and kicking, motherfucker.
Are you getting mad?
Yes, I'm so fucking mad! Dad!
Woohoo! God, you're a fucking idiot. Are you retarded? Are you even eligible to hold a gun? Huh? I didn't fucking think so. Lose my fucking number, you son of a bitch.
I got so angry I started vomiting. That guy's awesome. Holy shit. That was some funny shit. I started losing it a little bit there at the end. I was like, I don't know what the caller ID is set to. Just in case. Hang on. Nah, we good. Da 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 da. I'm gonna reset the ID to something else, so I don't even know how long I've been using this number. Let's go to Hawaii with that shit. Whatever. Okay. The guy that posted the donkey last night, last night, me and Brad did a show last night. Well, about an hour show. I think about an hour and a half. It was fun. Let me get this echo off of me. We did a show for like an hour and a half. And I know there was a donkey for sale. Looks like the guy reposted it again. But Brad was telling him he wanted to eat him. Just like the night before, we had the same thing going on, I think it was Dwight's show. Wanted to eat the donkey. No, it was a horse on Dwight's show for a school. And I came in, I'm like, yeah, it's a cat French... French Canadian Catholic school, you know, and the French eat horse. That's where we got her from. You guys, like, you can't feed horse children. Can't do that shit. Anyway, the donkey guy last night hung up after I called him out on like he didn't care about it.
Hello.
Yes, hi. I was calling interested about a donkey I see you listed on Swap Shop.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. You said you're asking 125 or you'll trade for a sheep?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Any particular type of sheep you're looking for?
No, I just run them just to eat property off pretty much.
All right.
So it really doesn't matter.
All right. Well, nah, I'd rather just buy it, to be honest. 125, it's a nice, healthy donkey.
Yes, sir.
All right. Is male or female? It's male.
It's a male.
All right.
It's actually my dad. It's actually my dad. He does the farming. I just told him I would put it on there for him.
Okay. How big are the donkey's sexual organs?
I have no idea. He said it's his donkey. I don't have any clue.
Can you ask him for me?
Yeah, I'd have to. He don't live here. He lives on the farm over there. I'd have to call him or go out there and look.
Oh, is he over at does he live at Horse Machine Ranch?
No, he's got a farm here in Kingsport.
Oh, I got a new ranch I got here at Horse Machine Ranch. Got 25 acres. They're making brand new ranches at this place called Horse Machine Ranch. 25 acres per unit in the low 800s.
Hmm. Yeah, like I said, I don't really know much about the donkey other than just, I know he's selling it, but I have no clue. Like I said, I don't fool with him. I fool with sheep and goats and stuff, but
yeah.
I don't.
But I want to masturbate the donkey and suck its dick and all that, so I'm just curious, you know, how big the dick gets. Quick hang up. Stupid. It's like, nope, nope, nope. I'll call him back. I doubt he'll pick up. And we're going to do my favorites here now in a moment. Where I just start calling businesses and fucking with them in the morning.
Yeah!
Please leave your message for...
Okay. Let's get some donkey business going here. Do I want to call a bank? No. There's a Broadway Academy of the Arts. Performing Arts Event Center. See if anyone answers there now. See if they have anyone answering even when there's no event. Maybe they got a box office. A box office! Yeah!
That's what it's called! Box office.
And I hope you guys are having a great day today, and I hope you're all getting to listen to the show. Like Gilmore, he forgot his headphones and he's at school. He can't hear. Sorry. Sorry.
Broadway Academy.
Hey, Sexy, how you doing?
Pardon?
Hi, Sexy, how are you?
Well, who is this?
Oh, my name is Bill.
Okay,
yeah,
hi, Bill.
Hey, I was trying to get information on your beautiful dance studio.
Uh-huh.
How often is that leased out, like, for events during the week, let's say?
During the week, it has dance classes in there.
Oh,
on the weekends, it's busy.
Does it have spectator area for the dance rehearsals?
No, not really. They can sit around the large studios if they want to for the, you know, if they're coming in to see the jazz or what, you know, the hip hop or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's you're not allowed to come in there unless you have your parent or your, you know, affiliated with one of the.
I like to come in wearing, like, sweatpants, you know, and nothing, no underwear on.
God, you're yeah. sicko.
No, because I can just touch around a little bit and I get the feelings. You're a sicko. You're a sicko. I won't deny you. I'm a straight rider. You don't want to fuck with me. All right. Back to the map. I don't want to call her again. Dixie Kitchen Distributors. Soap of that. Soap in their website. I just see cabinets for sale. That's all I got. All right, let's do it. Straight Rider. Hey, how you doing, bum fucker? What's going on?
Not much. What's going on with you?
Yeah, listen, I want to get some of that granite shit.
I don't know who the hell are you talking to, but,
I'm talking to you, buddy. I didn't mean to say motherfucker. That's what ruined it. I know if Milkman was here, he'd say, "Oh man, you can't do that, man. You can't talk. You can't curse at the beginning." Milkman's trying to work with me on that. That I was gonna say, "Boy," and for some reason, I said, "Motherfucker." Look, you heard me. I know you could kind of hear the beginning. I went, "Motherfucker." It's because of the time. I'm not early. I'm usually sleeping. To be honest, I usually sleep until like for another 2 hours. Yesterday, I slept until 2 p.m. 2:20-something p.m., yeah. Last night, I was like, I'm in this really bad sleeping cycle, and I was like, you know what, motherfucker, I'm going to take whatever I can. I drank sleepy time tea with chamomile and valerian root, and I took a melatonin pill, I took a Lunesta pill, and I took one of my pain meds, because actually my ankle was killing me, and it's killing me now, because of the weather. It's really cold. Anyway, but that knocked me out by 10:30, I think. I was here, I was listening to a Neon Show, just nodding off. And at one point, something played really loud on it. And it woke me up and I crawled into bed. But not without eating a sandwich. I actually... And that's the scary thing with, like, the sleeping pills. Like, prescription ones. You can do some weird shit. I made a sandwich last night. I used, like, 4 pieces of meat and 5 pieces of cheese. I don't know why. I don't like sandwiches like that. I made a big ass sandwich of crumbs all over the kitchen, all over the counter and shit. And I hardly remember. And I had a big ass glass of milk, and then I just like went into sleep. I was half asleep doing this, and I remember Davi, my cat, one of my cats, Davi was there, and I was giving him little pieces of bread. He was all eating them. I remember that. I was sleepy. I think that's the first incidence of sleep eating I've had. One of my nurses, the last time I was in the hospital, told me she had to get off of Ambien and go on Lunesta because she kept eating everything she had in the house. And she was skinny. She's a skinny thing, but like she would have bought like candy for a candy dish on a coffee table in the living room for guests to eat. And she would just eat all the candy that was... She would just go out, sit down on the couch, eat every single... Leave all the wrappers in there and go to sleep. Wake up and go like, ah, shit! Yeah. Yeah! All right, let's try to call this cabinet guy back. Now that we let him sizzle down a little bit. Sizzle chest. Man, am I talkative today. Y'all gonna have to deal with that.
Kitchen?
Hey, yes, I'd like to make an order.
1 minute, please.
Straight Rider. The chat room, can you let me know, did the call sound low? Is the music super loud? Am I super loud right now? What do you say? Help me out, please. You got to give me a chance.
Hello, this is Kevin.
Hey, yes, sir. I'd like to make an order.
An order? Okay.
Yeah. All right. No an order.
Yeah, what kind of order do you want to place?
One cabinet.
Okay. Do you know what style, what finish, everything?
With, one cabinet with stone, wood, hardness, fasteners, doors, handles.
Doors, handles.
Angles.
And what?
Angles.
Angles?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Several angles.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Carvings, grains.
Okay.
Colors.
And what?
You need to use some colors, some grains on that. Some grains on that, some colors.
Okay. Well, I think you're going to have to come in and find something style-wise and color-wise that you're looking for.
What do you mean?
It means that you have probably about 10,000 different choices of combinations.
Oh, I don't want any upgrades. I just want a standard counter machine.
Standard counter machine?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm not sure what you mean by that.
A counter machine. You put things on it and inside of it? A counter machine?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have that.
And you can also make a counter. I think you need two AND gates and an OR gate.
Okay.
Connect that. So I think you connect the outputs of the two AND gates and the OR gate to a NOT gate.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I definitely think if there's anything we have.
It's called the flip flop counter. A flip flop counter. I have the notes here. I could read them to you, but.
Yeah, I think you're going to have to come in. I mean, this is something we cannot do over the phone.
You think so? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Do you guys, do the counters there, do they plug in into the wall?
Do they plug in?
You plug them in and turn them on?
No, we don't.
Okay. All right, because the counter we have here now won't turn on anymore. And I plugged it in. It doesn't go, and I replaced the adapter.
Yeah.
And I checked the sockets, and I used a different socket and everything, and it just doesn't power up anymore, so.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well. I'm not sure that we have what you're looking for here.
No, it's a counter like you put in the kitchen.
Yeah, but we don't do anything. Counters don't have electrical in them, so.
I mean, how do you make the counter go?
You don't.
Sir, I don't think definitely you understand what a counter is. You actually use a counter to put things on top of, mount things on, store items inside, hang items inside.
Okay.
You can organize them, not organize them, however you feel.
Yeah.
But there's got to be, it needs a source to make a count.
Yeah, I think you're going to have to come in.
Okay. I understand. You guys want some pizza? I'll come in with some pizzas there. You got any ladies there? We can fuck.
No, we don't.
Okay. Well, no pizza then. All right.
No pizza.
Should I ask for you?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. All right. Oh, you sound like you have a nice big dong on you. That's what I was saying, you know?
Oh, yeah. Appreciate that.
All right, no problem, honey. All right. I love you.
Okay.
He's definitely not. Counter. Definitely not interested in that. Counter. Bringing back my old engineering classes, electrical engineering classes. Yeah, they need an AND gate, an OR gate, a NOT gate. I don't remember how those work, dude. I took intro, and then I took electrical engineering 1 and 2 and aced them. And I broke my ass trying to do that. Because the teachers at the school I went to for the intro, that teacher, he sucked. He was this Indian guy. He was super fucking rude and mean. Very condescending. And the lab assistant was this old black dude. Like, your typical, like, you would expect to be, like, old black band janitor kind of guy. Like, hello, boy. He was a mean fucking rude black dude. He would just call you out in front of class. He was such a dick. Forgot his name. And luckily, after that, for my engineering 1 and engineering 2 class is what this guy, this white dude, super fucking smart from Orlando, lived in Orlando ever since Disney. He came as a Disney Imagineer when they first started building Disney World. And all the rides, all those old school rides there, like It's a Small World, shit like that, he worked on the electrical engineering designing of them and stuff, how the audio plays and shit. And eventually he left Disney and started his own, him and a group of engineers started a big engineering company in Florida, in Central Florida, in Orlando. And they work with Disney, Universal, SeaWorld, and all their rides and stuff like that. Which is a lot of fucking rides, and there's a lot of fucking amusement parks in Orlando. So, he knows his shit. He actually liked me a lot. But see, the reason I'm talking about this shit, I'm studying a research. I had my CCNA. If you guys remember, I took my CCNA like 4 years ago, passed it and all that. I don't think I announced that I passed it. I didn't make a big deal about it because I was afraid people were going to find me. Because I think you can find. There was a public database that I went into once that happened for Cisco, whatever. I think that's what it was. But anyway. So I'm working on that now. And I went to my old notes. I have a box. It just has my old stuff from when I got my degree. My computer engineering degree. And I found all the notes from my engineering class and stuff. And all my labs and stuff. I was just mind-blown. I was like, God damn it. I was doing this shit and I was getting it. And one of them has the dad's phone number. It says the dad and it has his phone number on it. Remember, I'd call him. Me and him were in those kind of classes at the same time. So I'd call him and he would call me. We would kind of help each other out. That's before he was drinking all the time and getting married. Blah, blah, blah. Let's call a church. Let's play the God Bless You game. See if they say it back. I'm going to do a long show. I don't have anything to do, really, except for clean up the kitchen a little bit. I want to tidy it up. But I can wait until another 5 hours if I wanted to. I'll take some breaks. Let's see how late I can go. We're playing what, in my opinion, is the best Tupac album ever right now. Get it right.
Thank you for calling St. John's Lutheran Church, located at 544 North Broadway in Knoxville, Tennessee. Our Sunday worship services are at 8:45 a.m. and 11 a.m. Our church office.
Shut up. Hit that zero.
One moment, please.
Hit that zero. I would love to put the dead on if he's not going to be a drunken mess. If the dead's going to be nice and cool, sober, like he says he is now, I'd love to have him on. Oh, dude, I found the dead. I found a prank that you and Tuck did together a long time ago. I should play that.
This is the general delivery mailbox. At the tone, please say the name of the person you are calling.
Shut up. I ain't gonna do that shit. Fuck I look like, motherfucker. Fucking phone monkey, motherfucker. I look like Brad Carter to you. All right, looking at the Ministry Volunteer Center. We also got Murmur's Bakery. Let's call the bakery first. It's on North Gay Street. Gay Street.
Hello, thanks for calling Murmur's Bakery. We are located at 617 North.
Yeah, we know. Funny. Oh, well, let me call back, see if they pick up the second time. If not, I want to hear her say Gay Street.
Hello. Thanks for calling Murmur's Bakery. We are located at 617 North Gay Street.
See? I wasn't making it up, guys. All right. It's called the Ministry Volunteer Center. Let me open their website first. Hang on. I won't be too tough on them because they're trying to help the people, trying to feed the people. Like crazy fucker from California would say. What's up, CFC, if you're out there, man? Big up to the crazy fucker from California. You're the man. He shows up every once in a while for a few months and he loses his way to get online again. Or we change the chat room. I think he's actually been gone since we had to enforce those chat room rules, unfortunately. So, crazy fucker, if you're still listening, big guy, go back to our chat, man. Alright. Anyway.
Hi,
So they're offering tours here. Let's see what they do exactly. Established in 87, specialized services to the homelesses and those within their communities who are in crises. All right. Hoorah! Let's do it. Oh, damn it! Give me some shits here.
One moment, please.
I need some shit. Oh, fuck this place. Typical NGO. No one's manning the phones. No one's paying attention. Motherfucker. That's a nice message I left for those poor people. Okay, seguimos. Vamos a ver. ¿A dónde vamos ahora? ¿A quién llamamos? First Christian Church, also located on Gay Street. Well, right next to Gay Street, but close enough for my eyes. A little too close, if you ask me. Yeah. Eating a nice red apple. You guys are welcome to join me. Eating the fruit. Fruit is very good for you. Get your calories from as fibrous as you can. Food. You know what I'm saying? Better than juice. The juicing thing? Come on, think about it. Your body isn't working at all to break down that. Eat the vegetables themselves. Make your body break down that fiber. Do some work.
Christian Church, Disciples of Christ.
We're lazy. We're out helping God. Well, God doesn't need help. We're helping God's people. There you go. NOI Knoxville. Is that Nation of Islam Knoxville? No. NOI Furniture. Well, that's not what I think. What up, Sloth? Sloth on Skype. Slacking at work. What's up, man? Probably on his lunch break. He says 6969 Gay Street. North K. Now, where we gotta go is South Gay Street. Hello? The fuck, lady? Shit! That's not reason to hang up. I don't think so. Bitch better pick up again. I'm really upset. I really want to tell her off for doing that. You fucking little bitch. Changing the caller ID. She ain't getting away from me. I'm gonna give it a minute or two. I'll shoot the shit with you guys. Let it rest while I change the ID. So what are you guys up to? Sloth is waiting to get out of work. Fuck yeah, man. Early day, motherfucker. Yeah. Get some. I wonder how many people listen at work. Does Bernadette's at work? How many people chat room? If you're listening and you can type, say at work if you're at work. I'm just curious. Elkie's at work. That's cool. Randall Thor's at work. DS is not here. Makes sense. Turtle's at home. Of course, you're a turtle. Big Fat Brian's unemployed. I hear you, man. All right. Yeah, Clay's... Does Clay even have the job? I mean, I know Clay's married and stuff. I don't know. plays like a master artist. I think he makes a lot of velvet paintings of dogs playing poker and stuff. All right, here we go. We're calling the Nation of Islam in Knoxville again. No, really, it's a furniture store, but we're calling them.
NOI, this is Deanna.
Hey, Janice, I just called on my cell phone and you hung up. Why, after I was saying hi already? I don't understand that. I was having a conversation on the side about the way to get to your place, North Gay Street. And you heard me saying that and you hung right up. And I literally started saying hello as you were putting the phone down. You didn't even give me a chance. That's not nice.
Well, actually, I wasn't the one that answered the phone, but I'm sure that she probably didn't hear you say anything and thought that you had hung up.
Well, she's a bitch.
That is completely uncalled for.
Well, can I talk to her then so I can curse at her, not you?
Sure, hold on.
Thank you.
This is Amy. May I help you?
Yeah, you're the one that picked up the phone when I called earlier and you hung up on me very rudely.
Actually, we get automated calls all the time, and it sounded like an automated call.
I was talking and having a conversation.
Can I help you?
Well, you first.
Can I help you?
I want you to put me on speakerphone. Go ahead.
Okay.
Did you do it yet? Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, am I on speakerphone?
You sure are.
I want you to apologize for hanging up the phone on me like you did.
I do. I apologize for hanging up the phone.
And I'd like to know how big are your labia and how big are your areolas and your vagina? Why put me on speakerphone, dummy? Now everyone heard that. Yeah, sure. I'll put you on speakerphone. But I got the apology first. I was headed there. I saw the chat room saying it. I knew where it was going. You guys know me. It reminds me of the time me and Matt did that. Well, we were pranking a dude, and he thought he was slick. He'd put us on speakerphone. So it was like, oh, yeah, everyone, check out how crazy these guys are. And Matt goes, this guy jacks off while you're in this office while you guys are working. And he scrambles for the phone and slams it and hangs it up. That was a great moment. All right. Who's next? There's an Old North Abbey. Is that a church? I don't know. Let's find out. The fuck is an abbey? A-B-B-E-Y. I mean, I know it's a religious place, but what is it? Is that where monks hang out? Participating with God for the life of the world. Okay. We'll see about that. Let's call him. Coming up next.
The Google subscriber you have called is not available.
Google Voice. Coming up next, we have General Parts Corporation. Oh, I love the song. How you want it, motherfucker? How does it feel when I fuck you? God, for real. Yeah, hey, how do you want it?
Huh?
How do you want it? How does it feel? I'm coming up like a nigga in a cash game. I needed to check on some parts.
Okay, who is this?
Lucius.
I'm sorry?
Lucius?
Who are you looking for, Lucius?
I'm looking for parts, idiot. He ain't gonna answer
now. Starting Service Warehouse.
Yes, hi. I like to check on the parts.
Who are you with? We're a wholesaler. We don't sell to anybody.
I'm with Valente and Associates.
Well, we're
don't be rude. Can the attitude?
Well, I don't. You call me an idiot. buddy. I don't care who you are.
You're yelling at me. Don't call me buddy. Don't curse at me like that.
I'm not cursing at you.
Fucking shit, man. You can't talk to me like that.
I just did.
Motherfucker. Whatever. I don't want to talk to no wholesaler. Don't curse at me like that, buddy. All right. If anyone's following the Jodi Arias, that chick that supposedly killed her husband or boyfriend or whatever it was. They weren't married. That weird story back like 7-8 years ago. The jury just came out and said that they couldn't come to an agreement on her during the trial. So that automatically takes the death penalty off the table. So that's done. But I guess they're still working on coming up with a verdict. That's a weird story. I'm not going to get into it, but that story is weird. The American girl in Italy is really weird. And then there's also a story, I think, in an American couple were honeymooning in Australia, and they were scuba diving. The girl died. The wife died. And during the scuba dive, she lost her ability to breathe. And she died and drowned. And they're saying that the dude probably did it. They haven't really been able to prove it. I'm just like, weird stuff going on at the gravesite. The guy keeps going to the husband is being accused of murdering her, keeps going to the gravesite and taking away all the flowers they put for her. To the point where the girl's family has put up like spy cams and caught him in the act of doing it. Wicked stuff. Oh yeah. Crazy murders. Woo! Okay, back to the map. The Abbey didn't pick up. Parts is a bust. Where are we at now? Castleton Farms? I wonder what they sell there. Let's see. No website. We'll have to just call them and wing it. This is my style of pranks, guys. I mean, a lot of people don't like it, but I literally... They don't all hit because I am literally do no preparing at all for shows like some other hosts do. I get the number. I like when I'm doing this, I'm literally looking at a map and finding the next business and like, all right, like improv, like, all right, we're going to do this. It doesn't always work. It's got to be I got to be on my toes. It's hard. But to be planning and all that shit, it never works out for me. Like if I try to do it, I have way more success this way. It's my stilo, man. Nothing wrong with that stuff, like what Jaya does and all that. It's cool stuff, too. I do plan stuff sometimes, but... Like maybe a theme. I'll have a theme picked up. Like today, I want to call the UK a lot. That's about the extent.
...has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
865... No answer there. I don't want to talk to no farms anyway, so good. Alright, going up the street, here's the Friendship House. Right next to Carmichael Motor. Let's call the Friendship House first. Let's look at their website, see what they're all about. The Martha A. Withers Friendship House. Home to peer support center, psychiatric rehab services, and support housing offices. Sounds like some bullshit liberal shit, huh, Sloth? Sloth is listening. He's a diehard Republican conservative, man. He was a Democrat until Ronald Reagan went in office. He was one of those that converted over. Hasn't looked back since.
Helen Ross and App Center.
Hey, how you doing, honey baby?
This is the Helen Ross McNabb Center.
Yes, and I said, how you doing, honey baby?
Well, I'm not used to being called honey baby. I transfer calls to the Helen Ross McNabb Center.
Oh, I'm just being nice. I'm just trying to be nice. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Are you feeling sexy today?
Right, it's 259.
1865. I need you to transfer the call.
To who, please?
To psychiatric rehabilitation.
One moment.
Motherfucker.
She made a note of my number.
Listen, Nunu wants me to call a Saudi Arabian embassy.
This is Jewel.
Hey, how you doing? How are you, honey?
I'm fine.
Are you doing sexy today?
Yeah, I don't think so.
I'd like to make an appointment.
For what?
I need to have a like a psychiatric. I need someone to get in there and pick my brain and really help me out. I have this sexual thing with the sexual powers, especially with women.
Yeah.
I keep showing my penis.
Oh, goodness. Well, you probably want to call our adult center.
Oh, this is for children?
Well, this is not a psych evaluation place over here.
What is it then, damn it?
Well, let me give you the phone number to call.
I don't want it. I don't want it.
Okay. Well, I'll transfer you. Hold on 1 second.
Okay. Picture for your mama. I'm having fun eating sunflower seeds. Have I been transferred yet? Hello?
Hey, I'm in the toilet.
I'm tired of holding. Fuck them. Who's next? I got some laughs in there with the honey, baby. I don't know. I went to Burger King yesterday. I used honey, baby, to the girl at the drive-thru. She was just fun. She's like, oh, thank you. All right, let's see what's going on, Nunu. All right, so I guess this is the Saudi embassy in D.C. Jesus Christ. They've been on a tear with executions in the kingdom. I heard that. I read that yesterday.
Yeah. You have the Royal Embassy of Saudi Arabia in Washington, D.C. For Arabic, press 1. For English, press 2.
You guys want to hear Arabic?
Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi
wabarakatuh.
Please hold.
إذا كنت تعرف تحويلة من تود التحدث إليه.
Please hold. Someone will be with you shortly.
Now, in Arabic, you read from right to left. Do you also do your math from right to left? I wonder. Sloth, do you know? In Arabic, do you do math right to left? I would imagine so.
Hello.
Hello. Salam alaikum.
Yes, sir.
Salam alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. Salam rahmatullah.
Hey, motherfucker. Hey,
Akel.
How are you? How are you, motherfucker? What the fuck are you talking about?
You have the Royal Embassy of Saudi Arabia in Washington, D.C. For Arabic.
Please hold.
You have reached the Royal Embassy of Saudi Arabia in Washington, D.C. If you know the extension of the party you're trying to reach, you may dial it at any time. For the consulate section, press 1. For the Saudi citizen office, press 2. For the Welcome to the consular section of the Royal Embassy of Saudi Arabia in Washington, D.C. If you have questions about how to obtain a visa to enter Saudi Arabia or to authenticate documents, please refer to our website at www.
Shut up. Let's go there, that shithole.
Someone will be with you shortly.
Anyway, 3 executions in 2 days this week, the Saudis. At least one was beheaded.
I'm sorry, an operator is not available.
No, I don't care anymore. We'll call the next number, which is a consulate visa section, a direct number for it. There's also a health mission, a commercial office, we'll try that. Or information press. Alright, we'll try that. I want to talk to them about the new king. I want to tell them that he's practicing apostasy.
and sorcery. Let's see what they did. There's an apostate.
You have reached the information office of the Royal Embassy of Saudi Arabia. For media inquiries, please press 1. For non-media related information about Saudi Arabia, please press 2. Please hold.
Yay, Nunu. Thank you for contributing. Anyway, Carmichael. I'm sorry, Nunu. It's not working. But we get the motor company. All right, let's give them a call. Let me make sure they make what they do here exactly. Got a feeling they're automotive repair and customization. Okay, they're not a car sales place.
Hi there, you have reached Carmichael Motor Company. We are at 213 East Fifth Avenue.
Your call is being transferred to the receptionist.
Hi there, this is Extension 10 for Carmichael Motor Company. I'm sorry, but we are unable to take your call.
Oh, shit. Back to the map. We go. Let me go to a different part of this town. All right, Empire Gas. No answer at the gas. All right, I give up on that. Here's CAC Enterprises, CAC Enterprises.
CAC.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing pretty good.
Mm. That's good. What you guys got going on there today?
Do what now?
What you guys got going on there today?
I can't understand what you're saying.
What you guys got going on there today?
What have I got going on? What did I have going on?
Yeah, what does CAC Enterprises do or sell? Can you describe? You do scrap metal, right?
Do I use scrap metal?
Yeah.
No, I don't use scrap metal, no.
Do you take it, right? You recycle the motherfuckers?
Do what now?
You recycle those motherfuckers?
I don't understand what you're saying, all this cursing. What's that about?
You do. I'm sorry, that's how I talk to my friends. I'm sorry, I thought you was a pal. Anyway, you guys do recycling? I don't know what you cuss, motherfucker. I love just eating on the phone on their ass. It's like, oh, no, no. I can understand you.
Please leave a message after the beep.
All right. I'll leave him alone. All right, let's see. Knox Rail Salvage. They salvage stuff from the rail? Let's see. Let's take a look. It's just a salvage store of some kind. I guess they're by the rail station. That's why they say rail. But I'm looking at it. I just see kitchen cabinets. Heritage-wide in-stock cabinets. All right, let me fuck with them again with the cabinet thing. I want to order one cabinet. UK Ted, what's up, man? UK Ted, call in on Skype. I didn't talk to you so long, man.
Knox Rail, could we help you?
You could if you're going to can the attitude,
yes, sir,
and not be rude.
Oh, that's a good one. Mm. What you know, good brother?
You sound sexy, baby. I want to.
There you go.
I want to make an order.
Yeah, what you getting into?
Mm. Cabinets.
Cabinets. 1 second, bro. Okay. One to upstairs.
Yeah.
Huh?
Is she sexy?
Yeah. All right, who?
Is she sexy?
Who? Wanda? We don't have nobody around here like that.
Wanda? Does she have big?
Let me transfer
does she have
you
nice
over to the other store.
Does she have sexual organs?
Knoxrail.
Hey, baby, what's up?
Knoxrail.
Is that Wanda?
Knoxrail.
Is this Wanda?
No.
Who is it?
Who are you looking for?
I'm looking for cabinets.
Cabinets?
Yes.
What kind?
What?
What kind?
The kind you put on the wall.
Okay, would you like them to be finished or would you like them to be unfinished?
I want them completed.
All right, hang on.
Stupid.
So, Salvage, can I help you?
Yeah, I'd like to make an order.
Like to make an order?
Yeah.
Okay,
You people can transfer me around this stupid place of yours.
Well, I'm sorry. What are you wanting to order?
I want to order one cabinet.
Okay, one cabinet. Which cabinet are you wanting to order?
With wood.
Okay, what kind of wood?
With wood and stone and spaces and handles and swivels and angles and paint and colors. Uh-huh.
Okay.
It needs to have the opening in front, you know, for the door and the handle, and you put your hand on the handle and you pull and
mm-hmm.
the door swings out and
mm-hmm.
you put the things in there and then you close it. You push it until it sits back where the hole is. But you don't do it hard. You have, you know, do it kind of medium, you know. If you do it soft it won't close right, but if you do it hard and everyone complains, you might break it. Well, you close it, leave it shut. And just leave it. You forget about it. And then when you need the thing, you say, where's the thing? And you're like, oh, yeah, it's in the cabinet machine.
Okay, the only cabinets we have, they don't have stone on them.
They have wood?
They're just made out of wood. Okay. They're all wood. There's no stone.
How big is the cabinet machines? How big are they?
The cabinet machines? We don't have cabinet machines.
Well, that's what it is. That's what you use to put the stuff on. The cabinet machine. It's made out of wood and everything.
Okay. Sorry. We don't have anything like that. Sorry.
Do you have the reinforced ones you can use for fucking? In the kitchen?
In the kitchen.
Okay. No, they don't have the fucking ones. Greyhound Package Express. I think that's actually the Greyhound company itself, and they do packages. Ew, man, I've never been on a Greyhound bus service or anything like that before, and I hope I never do. I've heard gross stories about them motherfuckers. I take a train before I took a Greyhound, yo. What's up, Cobra? Cobra in the house? He's anxiously awaiting the release of GTA 5 on PC, as am I, as is Brad. Cobra, you should get involved with our Twitch channel when we do that. Our plan is once GTA 5 comes out, we're all going to be together, try to do some stuff together on the Prank Call Nation Twitch channel. Cobra has plans. He's got plans of trolling a lot. You think he's been doing it, but not recording it yet, but trolling. Corbin, tell us some of that shit you've been doing in the chat room. Trolling them motherfuckers. All right, we ain't getting an answer here. All right, so fuck it. Here's the Athletic House. Come on. God, and when they do answer in this town, it takes forever. Hey, yes, I was interested in
were you looking at a bike?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay?
Was it a Kona bike?
Yeah.
Cool. Were you down here looking at it earlier in the week or last week or something?
Yeah, I was. Okay. All right.
Okay.
See ya. Thanks.
Hey,
whatever. He's gonna be like, what? All right, a guy called and said he was sick and about the bike. Great. That's Carlos does not have an idea for a prank, and he just did something stupid to get out of it. That's what that was right there.
Thank you for calling the Old Smoky Railway Museum. We are located at the north end of Gay Street in the group of cars behind the Old Southern Railway Depot in Knoxville, Tennessee.
Gay Street.
We are open for a free open house for Saturday of every month from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. We also have regular meetings of our museum membership.
I don't need no information line, motherfucker. All right, custom rims and wheels. No phone number. Never mind. All right, we're going across the railroad tracks, and now we're on South Gay Street. Huh? Remedy Coffee. Let's call him, ask him for a coffee with heat, made with water. And she's the same ideas over and over again, right, guys?
Thank you for calling Remedy Coffee in the Old City. If you need to leave a message
at the tone, please record your
okay. If I leave me, leave a message. And that's it. Yeah, how you doing? I'd like to make an order.
Say who?
This is coffee, right?
Yes. Remedy Coffee?
I need to make an order.
Okay.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. One coffee.
Okay.
Okay. That's it.
Anything else? Would you like this ready?
Now.
Now? Okay.
You're not going to ask me how I want my coffee?
How would you like your coffee?
I like it with a heat.
We don't typically do orders over the phone, so.
I like it with heat and water.
With what?
Water and heat. Can you make it with water and heat, please? Oh, whatever. Fuck that. Alright, I don't want to mess with big brothers, big sisters. I'll pass on that. Here's O.P. Jenkins Furniture Store. Yeah, that's a great name. O.P., my name is O.P. Jenkins. Come sit in my furniture and fart on it.
O.P. Jenkins.
Hey, this is furniture?
Yes.
Okay. And can I talk to someone about making an order?
Sure.
I'm Lori. What can I do for you?
You sound hot. Will you give me a tour of all the furniture if I go there, me and you together?
Yes, we've have four floors and doors. There's a lot here, so
we can jump on the furniture. Can we jump on the furniture and test it?
No.
Can we sit on it?
You can sit on it.
Do you have beds?
Yes.
And I can lay on the bed to test it, right? Can I lay on my stomach and then act like I'm humping it? Man, now I'm starting not want to do a show anymore. All of a sudden, I'm out of creativity.
Thank you for calling us. This is Jessica. Can I help you?
Hi, how you doing, honey baby?
Excuse me?
How are you doing, honey baby?
Is there something we can help you with?
Furniture.
All right, you tell me what I can find for you, and I'll be happy to find somebody who can answer your questions.
A good sofa for fucking?
All right, that'll be enough.
No.
That'll be enough.
How many brothers fell victim to the street? Rest in peace, son.
Is it heaven for a G? Yeah.
Hello? 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 Whatever. Fuck you, furniture. Maybe I gotta take a break. You think, guys, that's what it is? You think I should get up, take a break? Touch my pee-pee a little bit? Let me do that. Let me take a quick break. It's gonna be this prank. Well, I'll play the prank I mentioned, The Dead and Tuck. Let me see if I can find it real quick. I stumbled into it last night just going through my music library. The Dead Tuck. I think it was like a Chinese thing. Saudi prankers, big black men, 6 minutes in length. All right, I'll play this and I'll be right back. We'll continue the show machine, okay?
You know that we are trying to unite the world through Skype, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And do you have any friends who we could, like, unite? So, how is Saudi Arabia?
It's fine. What about your country?
I'm in America.
You are in America?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I love America.
Huh?
I was living in the United States.
For how many?
5 years ago.
5 years ago? How many years? Like 10 years?
And sometimes I'm boxed in there.
Huh?
Shlonik, yeah, that voice of heavy.
Hey, Mike.
Yes.
Yeah. This is Mike. She's from America, too.
My name is Nora. That's Nora from Saudi Arabia.
Hi, how are you? Hi, how are you? What? You said you lived in America. What part of America did you live in?
I am a horny, and I'm very horny.
Okay, and where in America? I'm in Tennessee, and Steve there is in Illinois. He's in Chicago.
Dude, come back.
Why you don't come to Saudi Arabia? Well, I can't in the school, not in
the family. Dude, come back to Mike.
No, we're not in the military.
Pranking us right now.
Do what now?
I'm going to let him look at my baba.
Yeah.
Someone's pranking the
I think you are a black man, right?
Steve may be. I know I'm not.
Yes, you are a nigga. Big fat lady. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, you're pranking, are you? Dude, I've been in prank, like, for a couple of years, so I know when someone's pranking us.
Just a minute, please, because there is a fucking guy.
Come on, man. I know you're male, man. Don't even fucking
trust with
us anymore.
Well,
no, I am
gay. You're too articulate for a Saudi Arabian woman.
Enough of
No, 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 no. I like it. Who is it? I like it. I like him. I like him.
Hello.
This is my brother.
Okay, let me talk to your brother.
You want to call my
brother?
Hi, man.
Hey, what's up? What's going on?
Hi, everybody.
What's happening, man?
Is there a black man?
No, this is not the black man. I think the other guy is the black man.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't like black men.
Right, so do you dig black men?
Sorry?
Do you like black men? Do you enjoy the company
of
black
like
men?
Yeah, like
Do you like big black men?
Sorry?
Do you like big black men? Or do you like the little young black men?
You guys. My brother, Hello?
What's going on?
Did you call my brother?
He called me. He called me a black man.
No, you are a beautiful man. Don't worry.
Oh, well, no, he called a black man as opposed to white man or yellow man or brown man. He called me a black man.
Oh, my God. Oh, I like the brown man.
Yeah.
You are so beautiful. I'm your girl from today to end of the world.
You, I didn't hear you, what?
Huh?
I'm sorry, can you say that again? I did not understand you, everything you said.
Okay, let's talk again, please, because I have another my brother here. I want to pass the side from my room.
Uh-huh.
Can you give me just a minute, please?
Okay.
What about you, please, be in your cell, in your room? So make a good starting.
Pardon?
Huh?
I don't know. Where I... I don't know where the other guy is. The other black guy is, I don't know.
I need you to be a master bed.
You're going to be a winch server, did you say?
To master bed with you.
Oh, you want to master bed with me. Oh, I see. Well, that's Steve's job. Steve, you over there, man? The dead. Dead. Steve, you over there? She wants to masturbate with you. Steve is a great Steve is a champion masturbator.
Take my brother.
He won all kinds of awards over the years. Yes.
My
he is state champion in pillow humping.
My brother has one with the herpes.
Your brother has the herpes? I take that as a yeah. Well, it got really quiet there, didn't it?
I'm here. I warmed up some chicken. It's cooling now. Put it in the microwave for too long. So now I had to turn the fan on, and it's on. The fan's on there. So I'll be eating that during the show here pretty soon. Isn't that going to be great sounding? Not gross at all. And yeah, that was a prank with our buddy the Dead, who was just in the chat room earlier. I don't know if he left, but it was him and Mike Tucker.
What the fuck do you want, Mike Tucker?
That guy right there. Alright, back to the map. Back to the pranks. Most importantly, back to Tupac. Tupac Shaker.
Only God can judge me, that right?
Amen.
Nobody else. All you
other motherfuckers get out of my business.
Ready? Yeah. Perhaps I was blind. Motherfucker. Stabbed in the back, I couldn't trust my own homies. Just the butts, dirty rats. Will I succeed? Never know it from the weed. Hang on, map coming up right now. But I can't see. And in my mind, I'm a blind man doing time. Look to my future. We get about 70 listeners on Shoutcast. How many do we got on Mixler? 66, so 136 or so? 135, let's say? Not bad for a middle-of-the-day show. Middle of the week. Be sure to be tuned in tonight to JAG at 8 p.m. Eastern, followed by Science at 10 Eastern, 7 Pacific. Only here at Prank Call Nation. Of course, you may be listening to us on Blue Planet Prank Radio, and we thank you for listening over there. And thank you to Ted Webb for letting me broadcast my show on there. I love it. Yeah! Speaking of dings, we're going to call another furniture place. That made no sense, right? Ah, but watch. But watch. Kind of early for that, but fuck it. Now you know what? Fuck it. Fuck it. YOLO. The kids still say that, right? YOLO?
Fine, Burns Company.
Hey, how you doing?
Fine.
Oh, good. I'm not doing good. I'm having a bad day.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to talk to someone about furniture.
Okay.
All right. Where does your furniture come from, boy?
Everywhere.
United States or outside?
It comes from everywhere.
I don't like that at all. What's the best quality you got going as far as couches? I want them nice and strong so they can hold me and my wife. We're going to be fucking on them.
Yeah, well, that's great.
Mm-hmm. Which ones do you think?
Do you?
Yeah, that's great. I think it's this town. It's just... All right, I'm calling Knoxville, Tennessee, all right? And they're really sensitive to the cursing. I mean, we're in the South here. We're in the heart of the Bible Belt. I got to call someone like Mike where I used to live, Orlando. Orlando people are like, what the fuck? But I've done Orlando before. You know what? We'll do Tampa. Let's go to Tampa, Florida. Fuck it. Fuck Orlando. I'm looking at Tampa Bay, looking right at Ybor right now. I'm going to go north from Ybor. Keep serving it on the real. But instance, say a player hating Marcus out to kill you. Would you be wrong for bucking a nigga to the pavement? He going to get me first if I... All right, we got Ace Shelving. Judges when we get to where we're going win the cross. That's real. God is cross. Crept the fuck up on him. Sold a half a million tapes. Now everybody
behind my back like a bitch. Thank you for calling Ethan Buster. How may I help you?
Yeah, hi. I'm looking for some nice, sexy, good looking shelves to
and
put,
where are you located?
To put fake penises and vaginas on. I'm in Poinciana, Florida.
Sure, hold on a second.
She didn't catch it. Poinciana's too far away. I was trying to say Pinellas County. Tarpon Springs, that's where I'm at. With my man Legend, if he's listening, what's up?
Larry, can I help you?
Hey, Big Larry, how you doing, fat boy?
All right,
I'm looking for some nice, big fucking racks that I could put like all my dildos and penises on and do some fucking on.
Who is this?
My name is Eddie.
Eddie?
Yeah, and this is going to be at your mama's house.
Huh?
This is going to be at your mama's house.
Yeah.
I'm going to fuck her.
Yeah.
And everyone's going to be watching that shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
It'd be awkward if you were there, but you can be there.
What's that?
It would be awkward if you were there while I was fucking your mama, but if you want to be there, you can.
Yeah.
Yeah. How you spell that? Yeah. Yeah. I'm just insulting people tonight. Today. I hate it when I do that. I'm just insulting people today. Maybe I need help. Who's out there? Anyone want to join me? Don't go too crazy. All right? Don't derail me. Please, don't derail me in my show. It's the last thing I need right now. But you can join. I'm all for the help. Just hit me up on Skype. You know who you is, you people. Oh, Trainwreck was around on Skype. I think Trainwreck got a girlfriend and she doesn't like him doing this shit. I think that's what happened to him. Alright, Empire Body Shop, let's do it. Yeah, hi. I'd like to make an order.
An order for what?
For one body
shop.
This
is a body shop.
Yeah, body shop. I need one car. One car fixed.
You need one car fixed?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of car fixed?
Is there a man I can talk to?
No, there's not. But I mean,
a female body shop? I don't need women messing it up. I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, how good... shit, you see? I can't get around the insults today, and everyone's just like, fuck you. This show sucks. Oh, hey. Yeah, I wanted to make an order.
Make an order?
For one car.
Okay.
Yeah. How much is that?
What kind of order do you want to make?
To make it fix?
Yeah. You're talking about a repair on an automobile, right?
On the body, the frame.
Exactly. Okay.
I want you to make it nice and clean and good again. And like when it goes, I want it to go normal. You know?
Okay, and you're asking me how much of that would cost?
To make the car look like good again, yeah.
First of all, you need a frame straightened?
The frame straightening machine, you know how that works? You work with
that? Yeah, but we don't have one, so you'd have to call
AMCO?
A different body shop.
You think AMCO?
Yeah, we don't
You
don't
think
do
AMCO,
that here.
Asshole? You think AMCO? Hello? 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 Oh, I just want to get my car fixed. I'll call back. Only God can judge me. Only God. Only God can fuck me with my lube. Fuck me right in the ass. Jesus, come inside my ass and lick. Unload his big nut in my ass. Hello? Hello? Okay. Employment calls are the best, Elky, but unfortunately I don't have a newspaper. It's got to be the Sunday paper, and the last 2 weeks I keep forgetting to pick it up. Next week. I love those employment calls, man. Daytime show with fucking employment calls? Get out. The problem is for me to do that, I end up having to call local, which is against the rules. I can't get too crazy, and it's actually kind of risky for me to do that because it's local to me. That means that local laws and jurisdictions can apply much easier than if I was calling, you know, out of state from where I live. This is because I'm picking up my local Sunday paper. Now, what I would love is if listeners on a Sunday wouldn't mind. You see, I should do this. I should remind them on my show that I do on Sunday night. Hey, listeners, you know, if you get a chance, if you haven't, or you do have it, hang on to your classified section of the Sunday paper, wherever you live, and send me those numbers so I can do them. Email them to me. Email me a few of the ads, and I'll do them. Hell, you could even just take a picture of it. Send me a picture off a cell phone. Just make sure it's clear enough for me to be able to read the shit. Just send me that. That'd be perfect, even. Because I'll just print that out and circle it like it's the real newspaper. I got a pretty good printer. So, yeah. Well, I should say, I'm about to get a really good printer. It's paid for. Waiting on delivery. Can't wait for that shit. Gonna fuck it. With your wireless fucking manager. Yeah. All right, here we go. Next call. Where we at? Elementary school, no. Underground Network? Fuck is that? They have a website. Let's see. Okay. Well, off the bat, I can tell it's, never mind. I don't want to talk about it, but learn more about networks around the world. What a bullshit fucking place this is. Let's call them. It sounds like bullshit.
Thanks for calling Tampa Underground. This is Matt. How can I help you?
Yeah, listen. I'm looking for these services, right? Can you explain what your company is in one sentence? Because I'm so confused.
Sure. May I ask who you are?
My name is Bill. Bill Cross.
Hey, Bill.
Hi.
Can you give me just a second?
Okay, honey.
Thanks.
All right. Squarespace site. That's what I was going to say. You can tell off the bat it's a Squarespace site.
Hi, is this Bill?
Yes. Hi. Is this sexy?
Hi. I'm going to go ahead and hang up. Thanks.
Excuse me? Oh, shit! Oh! I done it again. Oh, damn it. What an idiot move of mine. Why can't I just shut up and let her do her bullshit? Oh, come on. Now I'll never know what they fucking mean. Like, look at this bullshit. I'm looking at them. Under site, our story. All right, here, let's delve into this. How we are different. In the summer of 06, 50 of us left our churches to form 7 house-based church groups. We love the Western church, but hope for more than Sunday morning. Oh, it's a religious thing? Well, they start saying they're networking. I don't fucking get it. It just sounds like they created their own little religion shit to be tax-free, and they're fucking just living off of it. Sounds like a pyramid scheme. Disguised like a fucking Christian offshoot cult. Prepare to surrender all lives to Jesus and his cause. Whatever. Jesus doesn't want you need you to surrender everything like that. You guys don't get it. All right, we got auto repair. Or if there, I mean, I know I could go on monster.com, but no one ever puts phone numbers in their monster.com ads. Never. Right? So, it's all by email. I'm talking about looking for the employment shit. Now, if there's a website out there, or if you can go to, I don't know that you can go to a newspaper's website and look at the classifieds digitally. If you could, then that's something different. Hello?
Is Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, can you make my car go? Hello?
Hello?
Can you make the car go?
What?
I need you guys to make it go. The car needs to go.
Where you at?
I'm on Gay Street.
Well, I don't know where Gay Street is, though.
Oh, shit. Can you guys meet me at the Chicken and Waffles up the street? Whatever, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. And that shit is loud. And Gay Street, that's the wrong city. We're in Tampa now, you doofus Carlos. Damn it. Alright, here's a law firm.
Bennett Jacobs and Adams.
Yeah, I got arrested for masturbating in public, and I ejaculated on the floor in Walmart. But this is what I did. It's a law firm. Why can't you hear it? Why can't you listen? Oh, shit. I wasn't joking. She's like, we do business law. Whatever. Next lawyer's office I see, I'm going to have to do that. It's going to be real descriptive about my problem. All right, here's a cigar shop called La Estampa Cigar. I'm hoping they're Hispanic owned. I'm going to talk shit about some Cubans. Looks like they're a wholesaler. I don't think they're actually making them. This is Ybor, so there's a lot of cigar trade going on in Ybor in Tampa. Yo, 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 yo.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Damn it. Here's the Breath of Life Fellowship. This is so much, doing shows is so much more relaxed now that I realize I had this really nice mouse, been using it like a gaming mouse. I never took advantage of all the buttons. I said, shit, I'm going to make a show profile, and I did. So all the copy-pasting of numbers, I just hit a button on the mouse to do it. I don't have to be Control-C, Control-V. When you do it so much, it does get to be a pain. Because I can actually kind of do the show just one-handed now, for the most part. And I can pause. I pause the music with this button here. Like that. I don't have to be, like when someone picks up the phone, I don't have to scramble to go into my music player to hit the pause button. I can just do it with a button on the mouse. That's really cool. And if I want to skip to the next track, I got a button to do that. Real easy. I want to do it because I like this song. I'm digging it. Anyway, here we go with the next one. Breath of Life Fellowship. Fellowship. Hello. Yeah, sure, Elky, give me jobs with numbers. Why not? We lost one of the Shoutcast streams. Oh, I also put volume controls on the mouse. So I can... Real easy without having to scramble for the volume. See what I mean? I usually put it to 1 or 2%. 1 to 3% is what I do as show background. And if I'm going to play it, just playing like we were just were, about 75%. You'll see? I should do a video of how I do the show and all that, but I don't want to give that stuff out. That's proprietary stuff, right? Coca-Cola doesn't let you into the factory. See what's going on all the time. You know, maybe sometimes. We received unprecedented access to a Coca-Cola factory for this episode of How It's Made. In that case, here's another car repair call. Nope. Hydro Pure Systems, providing hydro pure water. Let's get in that hydro, reefer hydro. Hey, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
You know, it's like, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you need some help, sir?
Yeah, I wanted to speak to someone about the water.
Okay, what about the water?
The water machine that makes it go.
Okay, what company are you with, sir?
I'm with Valente and Associates. And this is HydroPure, correct?
This is Asbury Water Conditioning.
But you have the water machines?
We do.
Okay, yeah, I need the main machine to go. It needs to go.
Okay, let me take your information and have somebody give you a call.
No, because, you know, what happens is when I leave information with women, they usually get it wrong or they don't pass it on. I really would like to talk to a man right now, even if it's just to leave a message, you know, with a live person. All right?
I'd be happy to take your information, sir.
No, but you're a woman. You're going to mess it up, probably, you know? You're going to fuck it up. I'm sorry to curse. I'm sorry. But you're probably going to really screw it up wrong.
Okay, at this point, I can either take your information or you're welcome to call back later.
All right, go ahead and take a message. All right, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. My name is Cross Valente from Valente and Associates. You got that?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And the woman answering the phone has big labia.
I know you're finding this funny, but I don't.
Oh, because you do have big labia. I'm sorry, honey. I'm sorry. Big labia. She does. You could tell. You could tell by her mouth lips, the way she talked, that she's got big hip lips. Hip lips. Whatever. All right, look. Elke says in supposed numbers for employment offers. Excellent. We got someone here looking for a machinist for $20 an hour.
This is Amanda.
Oh, hey, Amanda. I was calling for the plant machine, senior machine guy.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I have 18 years experience with machines. I make machines go, making them clean, making them work, touching the machines, touching the private parts on the machines inside, you know, to fix them.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Would you...
I have experience with labia, touching the labia on the outside and the inside.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I guess she knows what that means. Okay, thank you. She won't answer again. She's like, see ya.
Thank you for calling Employers Overload.
Yes, I was just talking to someone regarding the... position available?
Oh, what position?
The plant machinist.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I do that. I have 18 years experience with machines.
Okay.
I touch them, the machines inside, in the private parts inside. I open them up. I'm just, English is not my first language.
Change.
What the hell?
Shit. I guess change is
the
good
private parts. That's some immigrants gonna call it. You know the private parts inside the machine?
Shit, I'm with you.
Would you open them up instead of saying components? The private parts.
Yeah. All the homies that I ain't talked to around. I'ma send this one out for y'all. Nah, man. Cause I ain't mad at you. Heard y'all tearing up shit out there. Kicking up dust. Giving a motherfuck.
All right, we have more of those. Good, 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 good. Let's get to them. But first, let me call this place. Hello?
Yes, how may I help you?
Yes, is this Computer Adventures and Computers?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm having a problem with my computers. Are you still in business? You still do the things with the computers?
I've been here 28 years.
Where'd you locate it?
60 buttons.
Okay, and then you could take my computers because I need inside the private parts of the computers. It has a problem, I think.
Okay, just bring it in.
Would you open up? Do you have the machine, the tools to open up and touch the private parts? That, ladies and gentlemen, was the comic book guy from when I was a kid. It's like 28 years. That's Saudi. He's ruthless in that town. For a while, he was the only place selling magic cards and selling comic books in the town. And he was a ruthless dictator. If you pissed him off, if you were a kid and you pissed him off or your parents pissed him off, you get banned from the store or, like, blackballed from magic tournaments and from being able to buy shit from there. Like, you wouldn't be able to buy comic books and shit. Oh, he was a dick. He was an asshole. He only kept, like, the more mainstream comics. He refused to special order stuff for you. I would tell him, look, hey, can you get me Preacher? I remember I told him, I really want to get Preacher. He's like, yeah, I'd have to special order it. But I'm not going to do it because it's only for you. If maybe more people come and say they want Preacher, then I'm like, I just want the fucking graphic novel, the paperback version, where they put a whole story in one big book. He's like, I don't think so. Fucking idiot. Saudi. 28 years. So then there was this gay ice cream guy in town. Our ice cream man was gay. Super nice guy. I used to call him the ice cream male as a joke. Anyway, super nice. And he always carried cool stuff. He'd carry imposter colognes when I was in high school. I used to buy those all the time. Cheaper versions of Jordan cologne and Calvin Klein ones and all that. Anyway, so he started selling magic cards. Along with his candy and his ice cream and his bullshit. He was selling packs of magic cards. They were selling like crazy, like hotcakes. And it was awesome for me. I didn't have to go to Saudi's anymore. This guy came through twice a week. He came through on Saturday and whatever other day during the week he would show up. Buy a few packs. I'm like, yeah, fuck Saudi. Saudi finds out about this. He goes after the guy. He goes to, like, Wizards of the Coast, whoever was in charge of the cards of Magic itself back then. I think it was Wizards of the Coast still. We're talking mid-90s. He complained to them that he's like, he can't be selling them like that. He's not a licensed card dealer. He doesn't have a representative. Got on his ass and he had to stop selling them. Remember, he told us, like, yeah, He's like, that guy over there, that Foddy guy, he complained to the company, and they gave me a faith in the fifth letter. I was like, what an asshole, man. Like I said, ruthless dictator of children. That guy we were just talking to. Anyway, we're looking for jobs, guys. Here's another one. Let's see what it is where we call it. Career in real estate. Yeah, yeah. You got to pass a test for that, you know. You got to get your whatever, your E-E-E-E. I knew people that kept telling me, yo, man, Carlos. I dialed the wrong number. Used to tell me all the time, oh, Carlos, man, come on, come work with me. You just got to pass your blah, blah, blah test. You cram for it, you pass it, you can sell, you know. This is back when, like, the housing market in Florida was still, like, hotcakes before the crash. Those idiots did that. No, they ain't doing shit. Now they're back to working at call centers and actually got a decent job.
Greetings, this is Bridget Pascatois of John L. Scott Sunset Corridor. Please leave your name, number, and message after the tone.
Bullshit. All right, we got precision grinding job. Are you someone who loves working with your hands? Are you meticulous in your work? If so, we want to hear from you! Exclamation point. In business for over 90 years, this family-style manufacturing company is currently seeking a grinder to join their group. Okay, you got it. Take it away, you got it. Feeling so good today. I'm such a good mood. I hope you guys are too. I've been doing really good things for myself today, this last few weeks. I'm very positive. Why shouldn't I?
Thank you for calling Terra South. Ian Bree speaking. How may I help you?
Yes, I see that you put a post for a precision grinding job, asshole.
What was that?
Precision grinding job position.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And have you ever been in with this before?
No, never before. Is this the actual company, or are you like a hiring firm?
We're a staffing agency. Oh, we hire for that job.
Mm-hmm. Nice. What can I tell you about my experience, or what can you tell me about the position requirements, please?
So that would be a question for one of our recruiters. Her name is Crystal. She is the one recruiting for that position. She is away from her desk right now, though, conducting interviews. Would you like to leave her your name and number on her voicemail? She'll get back with you.
You can interrupt her.
I can. I'm sorry.
Come on, baby.
Excuse me?
Come on, baby. Interrupt her for me, baby. Come on.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me get you to her voicemail, okay? One moment.
Do it for me.
Hello, you've reached Crystal Burnett with Terra Staffing Group. I'm sorry I missed your call. Please leave your name.
One moment while your call is connected. One moment, please.
Thank you for calling Terra Staffing. This is Bree. How may I help you?
Hey, Bree, is that like the cheese?
Yes.
That's sexy. Yeah.
I'm sorry, how can I help you?
I got a sexy name, baby.
Oh, well, thank you. Have a nice day.
Almost choked on a bone for that prank, motherfucker. Coming up next. Looking for lumpers and freight handlers. We're looking for lumpers, freight handlers, no experience necessary. We'll train. Okay, let's do it. I'm guessing these are like train. Lumping is like connecting the machines together.
Your call has been.
Not getting an answer there. Moving on to the next one. Looking for a phone manager? Auto BDC/phone manager. Giant used car store. looking for a BDC manager to manage 150 to 250 leads per month. Let me look up the term BDC manager quickly. I think it's like for leads and stuff. Let's see. BDC manager is a business development center director, internet manager with automotive dealership inner sales management experience. Okay. Business development center director. In this case, manager. Okay. BDC phone and slash manager. All right, I'll shut up now.
Thank you for calling Fidelity Fleet and Finance, where the dealers buy this. Bobby, how can I help you?
I'm looking to talk to Jimmy or Pete. They already gave me a call once about working over there with you peoples.
Sure, one moment. He's on another line. Can you hold?
Yeah, baby. That's fine.
Okay. Hi, are you home for Pete?
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like he's going to be a little bit on the other line. Can I get your name and number, and I'll have him call you back here in just a minute?
What can you tell me about these jobs?
Not a lot. That would be Pete. I'm brand new.
How you like it there so far?
I love it.
Is there nice sexy girls there?
Customers.
Probably nice. They wear nice short skirts.
Very well could be.
I love it when they do that. Don't you love when women wear those short skirts?
I like all women and everything.
I like to imagine they don't have any panties on. Yeah.
I see.
I'm stroking it right now, too. I'm thinking about it.
Do you want to give me your number or no?
I'm just trying to see if I can get... What about Jimmy? I'm stroking it right now. Hell yeah. Breakfast attendant. Hotels looking for hiring a full-time dinner / breakfast attendant. Responsible for setup, cleanup, serving up of dinner up for the hotel up Monday. Through Thursday. Okay.
Good morning. Thank you for calling the Homewood Suites by Hilton. This is Devin. How may I help you?
Hey, I was talking about that jobs.
I'm sorry?
I'm talking about them jobs.
The jobs. What can I help? Can I put you on a brief hold, please, sir?
Okay, honey. Oh, man. Have I not learned my lesson yet to stop with the shit today? The minute I say honey, he hung up, of course. He's a man. He doesn't deserve that.
Good morning. Thank you for calling the Homewood Suites by Hilton. This is Devin. How may I help you?
I'm sorry, Devin, that I said that. Please. Okay, I can hold. Please.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I accidentally pressed. Oh, 1 second. Thank you, sir. Okay.
After Morgan, Tiger.
Ah, shit. I hit the wrong button. Hello? Yeah, I was trying to talk to Pete.
Sure. One moment.
Oh, it's snowing again. It had stopped. Well,
they will never see the P.
Hi, are you home for Pete?
Yeah, what's going on here?
Yeah, he's over at the trade lot. It's going to take him a couple minutes to get back up here. You want me to?
No,
take
I'm
going to
wait. I'm waiting. God damn it, I'm waiting.
Wow.
Unless
okay.
Is Jimmy there?
Fidelity Police Department.
Who's this?
This is James.
Jimmy or James?
This is James. Who am I speaking with?
I need to speak with Pete. Let's take us along and get him on the phone.
I'm not too sure. I'll see if I can track him down for you.
Well, hey, listen. Man. Listen to me. You need to tell him yourself he needs to get, that I say needs to get on the goddamn phone.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Just one moment.
Thank you, thank you. Of fucking hit that button again.
Thank you for calling Fidelity Fleet and Finance, where the dealers buy this. Robert, how can I help
you?
I need
to talk to Pete.
Excuse me?
I need to talk to Pete, damn it.
Okay, Pete's down at the trade lot. It'll take him a few minutes to get up here.
What do you mean?
Your best bet would let me to get your name and number and have him call you back.
What do you mean a few minutes? What's a few minutes, goddammit? I'm calling about
First of all, no more swearing at me, first of all.
I'm calling about the SHIT job.
I understand you're calling about a job, but I'm just not sure if this is the right way to go about it, sir. I mean, Pete is DGM. He's a little busy. If you'd like to give me his name and number, I will have him call you back as soon as he's available.
He's a POS slow SOB MF-er, you know?
Okay, I really don't know why you're swearing at me, bro.
I'm not swearing, GD, and I'm not swearing.
Okay, would you like to leave your name and number?
F you.
F you too, motherfucker.
F you do, motherfucker. All right. Okay. Where do we leave off here? All right, hairdresser is next. Hairdresser.
Thank you for calling Pauline Steiner. I'm currently working on a client or away from the phone.
Working
please
on a client.
Your name and number.
Yeah, baby. I dedicate this to you punk motherfuckers. This one's for you, big baby. Cause you bitch ass niggas can't see me. Niggas can't see me. Yeah, hey, I'm calling about machine operator, 10 positions open. You open your legs really wide for me?
Excuse me?
I was calling about the machine operator jobs positions.
I'm sorry, but what was the second part that you just said?
10 positions open?
Oh, okay. Yeah, sorry, I misunderstood you. yes, so yes, we have 10 positions available right now at a company called Kia Systems in Forest Grove. We're manufacturing printed circuit boards.
Hi.
Can you tell me a little bit more about your machine operator experience?
Mm-hmm. Yep. I used to work for a company called Stromberg Carson, which is bought up by Siemens.
Okay.
I used to work with PVC board, soldering, machine straightening, assembling televisions, telephones for the Siemens Corporation.
And so how long did you work there for?
I worked there for 18 years.
Oh, wow. Okay, great.
In Florida. I was laid off when they closed the plant in 2012.
Okay. I'm actually familiar with Siemens. I went to UCF. So,
you went to UCF? Go Knights!
Yeah, right? so, great. Do you have a high school diploma or GED?
Yeah.
Okay, great. And then can I get your name, please?
My name is... Aculo, A-C-U-L-O.
Okay.
First name, Cross.
Cross Aculo?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And Cross, C-R-O-S-S?
Yep.
Okay. All right, great. Well, then I'd love to schedule some time to for us to meet in person so that you could take a tour of our again. Mm-hmm. How is Forest Grove going to be for you?
Sounds good, yeah. Where do you want to meet? You want to meet at Starbucks?
Excuse me?
You want to meet at Chipotle? You like Chipotle?
No, I wanted you to meet me at my office for a job. That's really inappropriate.
No, I thought that's how I've interviewed before. I meet at, you know, over lunch or something.
Oh, coffee. No. For temporary positions, we meet at the office.
Oh,
and,
okay. Oh, you thought I was, like, inviting you out or something.
Yes, I did.
Oh, Jesus. Good night.
I apologize.
Oh, goodness.
Understanding. okay.
Maybe you're, like, ovulating and you're a little excited or something, but no, I wasn't coming on to you.
Trust
me,
no,
you're not my type.
I don't believe that talking about my ovulation schedule is appropriate either.
It's called your menstrual cycle and your ovulation cycle.
Okay. Well, I think that you might.
So when are we
going to
schedule this thing?
No, I don't believe that we're going to schedule this thing because that was inappropriate.
What kind of panties are you wearing? And I was going to find out anyway. I should have let her set his time and then on that. Wow. All right, who's next? Who's next? Lumber Company. With the spread your legs open, whatever the hell I said. I was able to reel her back in pretty good for a while there. And then again with the dating thing, I was like, no, goodness. Why would I? No.
This is Evelyn.
Yeah, hey, ovulation, vagina. I'm calling about the position you had posted for Lumber Company.
Your name?
My name is Aculo.
Hold on a moment.
Okay. Ovulation, vagina. So that guy went to UCF and she's where? Let me see. What's this area code at? Still looking. Northwest Oregon. Northwest Oregon, and she went to UCF. That's cool. She knew exactly what I was talking about. My dad worked there for 18 years. What the hell?
The staffing, this is Cheyenne.
Yeah, I got hung up on.
Oh, can I ask who's calling?
Yeah, my name is Aculo. I was calling regarding the position you have open.
What position is that?
The lumber company, rather. I'm sorry.
Forklift
driver? Yeah, big vagina.
Okay, cool. I'm sorry, what was that?
The forklift driver position.
Oh, okay. Is it in Tualatin?
Yeah, Sherwood, yeah.
Okay.
The big penis.
What would you like to know about it?
What are you looking for? How much experience are you looking for exactly? Or should I can you explain the position to me at all?
Yeah, you'll be driving a forklift out of the lumber company.
Meep, meep, meep! Okay. Is this full-time? Hello? 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 What are you doing to me? Stop it. Whatever, there's like a cross line or something there.
Staffing. This is Ashley.
Yeah, hi, Ashley. This is Aculo. I got disconnected.
This is a business. I need you to stop prank calling us.
This is a business! This is a human being! I am a human being! Alright, moving on. Tree climber position.
Welcome to Evergreen Tree Care. If you know your party's extension, please dial it now. To obtain a no-cost or obligation estimate, please press 1. To pay your bill, please press 2.
Please hold while I transfer your call.
Hi, you've reached Kathy Kamik. She's not here right now, but if you would leave a message, she will get back to you as soon as possible.
Fuck her! And fuck tree climbing. All right, driver wanted for Mulata. Whatever that means. Oh, it's in Mulata. Ooh, the next one is Sweet Tomatoes. That's a great place to eat. Largest, nicest salad bar you'll ever find in the world. And they got good soups and pizza. Well, not pizza. It's more like breadsticks, but they're good. Their soups are the bomb. Well, that was good to see a UCF grad, like, on the whole opposite side of the fucking continental U.S. All the way in Oregon. Northwestern Oregon. Northwest Oregon. All the way to Orlando to go to college. Damn.
Day at Sweet Tomatoes. For hours and location, press 1. For catering orders, press 2. To go.
Thank you for calling.
I'm calling about the job position open.
Could you repeat that?
I'm calling about the job you have position, the job you're hiring.
Yeah, let me let you talk to a manager. Just one second.
Thanks for holding. This is Tom. How can I help you?
Yes, hi, bisexual. I'm calling regarding the hiring ad you have.
Yes, what's up?
Okay, what kind of experience are you looking for? Will you train?
Yes.
Okay. Will this involve me touching the salad greens?
What's that?
Will this involve me touching the salad greens?
Maybe.
Oh!
Who is this?
Okay. When can I come down to do an interview, or are you just taking applications first?
Yeah, we take applications.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Shut up. Shove it up your ass, the job, okay?
Okay.
Shove your job up your ass. Okay. Weird, huh? I got a mouthful of sunflower seeds. I'm about to die. All right, moving right along. Let me close some of these excessive amounts of Craigslist ads I have open. Well, thank you, Elkie, for sending in those numbers. If anyone else has some, I'll check to see if anyone else sent some. Elkie just sent one. Seeking dental and medical professional in Portland. Okay. Hello?
Hi, this is Tina. How can I help you?
Hey, don't be scared of my music. I'm sorry. Please don't tell anyone I was playing music.
Can I help you?
Yeah, I was calling about the position you had open.
Okay, which position are you applying for?
It's for the dental assistant.
Are you there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm here. Hello?
Hi, what position were you applying for?
Are you talking to me?
Yes, I am.
Oh, you put me on speakerphone.
What position are you applying for?
Dental hygienist. I've been doing that for 8 years. I don't understand why I'm on speakerphone. I didn't give your permission.
I couldn't hear you on the general phone.
Oh.
I'm trying to hear.
But are there other people hearing me now?
No.
Oh, shit. Okay.
And what DA number were you applying for?
What DA number?
Correct.
What's that?
That would be the dental assistant number that we would have for our job posting.
There's no number like that here. I think you're incorrect. I think you're mistaken again. Is there a man I can talk to?
There is not.
It says work 300 hours or we'll receive $25 gift card. Does that help?
Right, that's if you're already signed up with us. Are you already signed up with our services?
No. All right, look, immediate need for dental assistance, dental hygienist, dental front office coordinator, medical assistants, medical front office coordinators, and dentists to join on our call temp pool. If you are looking to be on call until you find a permanent position, or if you are just wanting to pick up some extra shits, we are the place for you. We have staffing needs as soon as today. Please call us, and it has your number. If you are available immediately, or go to www.dentalmedicalstaffinginc.com to apply.
Absolutely. And are you looking to be on call with our services?
Work 300 hours till you will receive a $25 gift card to a place of your choice. Participants only. Recruiters, please don't contact this job poster. Do not contact us with unsolicited services or offers. Post ID 491-469-7240. Posted 3 days ago. Updated 3 days ago. Email to friend, best of, and it has a question mark up. No contact info. If the poster didn't include a phone number, email, or other contact info, Craigslist can notify them via email said note. And then it says compensation competitive, and it has a map.
Absolutely. And are you EFTA or X-ray?
X-ray.
Okay. And what we
I'm ejaculating soon.
What are you? Don't call back.
Okay. I read the whole fucking page, word for word. Oh, she's like, absolutely, absolutely.
Staffing. This is Tina.
Hi, Tina. I was disconnected. I was calling about a position.
Yeah, do not call here anymore.
It's immediate need for dental assistance, dental hygienist, dental front office coordinator, medical assistant. Hello? Yeah, she was gone.
Dental and Medical Staffing, this is Tina.
Hello, this is a completely different person. I'm calling for a dental front office coordinator position. Homer? Who is Homer? I am Guy Incognito. That's what I should have said. Guy Incognito. I used to use that as a screen name early 2000s. Guy Incognito. Guy Incognito had a had a wispy mustache and a cape and a top hat, right? Exact copy of Homer, except for that, what I just described. And that episode's bullshit. What? Mo fucking kicking Homer out and banning him from the bar, from the tavern. That's fucked up, man. I mean, when Homer had a heart attack, Mo and Barney went together and brought him beer to drink before his heart surgery. Mo gave, got and stole the recipe for the flaming Homer from him. Became rich, lost it all. But Homer still let him sigh, still forgave, and still remained his best customer. Damn it, man. All right. Blah, blah, blue. We're looking for a hairstylist and a band or a barber. Nope, nope. Here's a bus aid. School bus aid.
Me a bus, this is Lisa.
I'm looking at that school bus aid job and shit.
Pardon me?
I'm looking at the school bus aid job.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. What can you tell me about that? What do I got to do to get that damn thing?
Well, just you have to come in and fill out an application, have to have a clean background check, have to have worked with children.
Check, check.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm so bilingual. I speak Spanish, Comanche, Cherokee, and English.
Nice.
Yeah.
What's your name?
My name is Culo.
How do you spell that?
A-C-U-L-O. Last name is Nalgas, N-A-L-G-A-S.
Okay, well, if you want to come in, you can fill out an application, or you can pull one offline and bring it in.
Yeah, I'll bring it in. I'll get all nice and dressed up. Do you guys like Chipotle? You want me to? I'll bring you some lunch. Me and you, we'll have lunch together.
I'm not the boss, so yeah, that wouldn't work.
Yeah, but I like to, you know, smell your hair and touch each other and smell each other.
Okay, I don't think you're probably not good for this job.
And touch each other's genitals. Together. I'm not. I'm saying dirty things, and that's for children, so I'm not going to go any further. But at least I got, she's going to be like,
oh my god, I just got a call. Well, you guys are at lunch? Oh my god. I mean, look at his name. Akulu Nalgas? I mean, what is that?
Telemarketers! Fuck them. Let's see what they got. Telemarketers needed. UKIE. What's that mean? I don't know. Compensation. DOE. Department of Education? I don't know. Part time. What's UKIE? Let's find out. I don't know. Anyone know? Bitch, motherfucker. What do they call you, bitch? You fucking bitch, slut, whore, cunt. Having sex too much and everyone says you're a bitch. You put your legs up and get fucked by all of the men in the neighborhood. That's my remix.
Alright, the person you were trying to reach has a voice.
Piece of shit. We got housekeeping. Housekeeping. Currently seeking housekeepers and laundry personnel to join our team of professionals. Please call for an interview. Immediate openings.
Calling Park Place and Tiger. This is Dan. Can you hold for a moment?
Sure, penis.
Calling Brookdale Park Place Tiger. Living solution today.
Thanks for your patience. This is Dan. How may I help you?
Yeah, penis. I was calling regarding the housekeeping laundry services position you have posted.
Oh, okay. Yes. What we'd like you to do is come on down and fill out an application.
Uh-huh.
And very frequently, you can be interviewed right on the spot here.
Oh, let nice. Does it smell like urine there a lot?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, because a lot of these places with these stupid old people, they urinate on themselves and it smells like it inside. This place doesn't have that problem, right?
I couldn't say.
Okay. All right. Do I get to wear gloves?
I can't, you know, I'm not the guy to talk to. If you want to come down and interview, I'll give you our address. And you
what do you do? Are you a nurse or what are you?
I've got to get this phone here. I'll be with you in a moment.
www.brookdale Park Place Tigard. Formerly.
I'm sorry. Now, are you interested in coming down and filling out an application?
Yeah, you guys aren't going to take pictures of my sexual organs, though, are you?
Goodbye.
Waste of a call.
Thank you for calling Park Place and Tiger. This is Dan. How may I help you?
Sexual organs.
Go away.
No. Leave him alone. He's busy. All right. Eczema on 50% of your body. Research studies with up to $1,000 in Compensat. That's what it says. No shun on that motherfucker. And that's why we called you bitch, I bet you. Compensation.
Thank you for calling the Acurion Health Clinical Trial Information Line. Your call may be monitored and recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Fuck you,
bitch. Please hold for the next available agent.
Motherfucker, fucker, bitch. Motherfucker, bitch. Hello?
Yeah, thank you for calling Acurion Health's Atopic Dermatitis Research Line. Are you calling to learn more about the dermatitis study?
Yes.
And are you calling on behalf of yourself or for somebody else?
Myself.
Okay, and if you qualify and participate in the study, you may receive up to $1,000 in participation money, you may receive no-cost study medication, and you may receive no-cost study-related care from a local doctor.
Okay.
And I'm just going to start by asking, what is your date of birth?
My date of birth? February? February.
Okay.
Uh-huh. 10th.
Got it?
Yeah, 82.
February 10, 1982. Okay, yeah. And I'm just going to put in some contact information. May I please have your first name?
Yes, it's Robert.
Got it. And the last name?
Rohrer.
R-O-H-E-R?
R-O-H-R-E-R.
Rohrer, got it. And
can you read that back, please?
Yeah, R as in Richard, O as in Oscar.
Well, just say it back. Say it back.
Rohrer.
The first name, too.
Robert Rohrer.
What is it again?
Robert Rohrer.
No, you're not saying it right. I don't think you have it right.
Okay. The first name is Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T.
Uh-huh.
And the last name is Rohrer.
It's Robert.
R as in Richard.
Robert is my first name. Robert?
Oh, I see.
And then,
okay.
And then the last name?
Yeah, how do you pronounce it?
Rohrer.
Okay. And a daytime phone number.
Can you just say it all together now, please? Robert Rohrer. He's got he goes, whoa, 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 like that. And he heard me singing bitch, too.
Thank you for calling the Acurion Health Clinical Trial Information Line. Your call may be monitored and recorded for quality assurance purposes. Please hold for the next available agent.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Acurion's atopic dermatitis research line.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi.
Yes, hi.
I was calling about the research study.
Okay, and did you want to find out if you were, might be a match?
Did you want to find out if it's for you or someone else?
Okay.
Okay.
Not. Wow.
Wow.
I think we've got a cross connection here. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. If you wouldn't mind hanging up and trying again, perhaps
eczema
we'll get a better connection
50%
that
of your body. Eczema studies are enrolling now. Payment up to $1,000. No cost study medication for eczema. it's just confusing the shit out of that guy.
All of our representatives are assisting other callers.
Hi, good afternoon. Thank you for calling Acurion Health's and Atopic Dermatitis Research Line. My name is Heather Rodriguez.
Hello?
Yes, hi. Are you calling about a research study today?
I didn't get your name. You didn't give it to me.
Yeah, I did. It's Heather Rodriguez.
And why didn't I hear it?
It's Heather Rodriguez. Okay. Are you calling regarding a research study today?
Yeah. Is this out of Mexico or something?
No, I'm located in South Florida myself, and we have study sites across the entire U.S. that are doing clinical trials.
Where are you at? Fort Lauderdale, Boca Raton, West Palm Beach, Plantation, Miami-Dade, Liberty City?
Across the entire United States. Once we go through the screener,
but where are you with your gum chewing on the phone?
I'm sorry, sir?
Where are you with your gum chewing on the phone and the hoop earrings I can hear?
I said I was in South Florida.
Where in South Florida? Boca Raton? West Palm Beach?
In South Florida. Are you calling regarding a research study, sir?
Are you in Homestead?
Are you calling regarding a research study,
yes,
sir?
Yes. I'm in
Would
South
you like
Florida,
to go through
too.
The
I'm in South Florida, too, and this is the right office. Thank God. Thank God, you know, that I got the right one. So do I rub this on the head?
Okay. You would not be coming to where I'm at, sir. We just do a questionnaire here to see if you can pre-qualify to take part in the study, which would be at a doctor's office location.
If I can't
would
come
you like to go through?
If I can't come inside there, can I come on it?
Is there something that I can help you with, sir? Because I'm not going to listen to your sexual innuendo.
No, it's not that. I'm just curious. Like, how does this work? Is it over through the mail? The study?
I don't understand how a clinical study would be able to take part through the mail.
Well, you're telling me I don't have to go in person to where you're at. That doesn't make any sense.
Not where I'm at, sir. As I said, we just do a questionnaire over the telephone here.
Mm-hmm.
If you pre-qualify,
mm-hmm.
then yes, you would
mm-hmm.
go to a study
mm-hmm.
site that is local
mm-hmm.
to you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Go ahead. Questionnaire time.
I'm going to disconnect the line.
No,
you have a wonderful day.
No, please. No, I need the cure. she was there hanging in the balance like, what do I do with this motherfucker?
Thank you for calling the Acurion Health Clinical Trial Information Line. Your call may be monitored and recorded for quality assurance purposes. Please hold for the next available agent.
Hello?
Hello, thanks for calling the Acurion Health Say Topic Research Line.
Yeah. Yes.
Hello?
Yes, how can I help you, ma'am?
My name is Peter Eshon.
Yeah.
Are you calling about a research study today?
Yeah, for my eczema.
Okay.
It started on my ass and balls, and it went up my body.
Okay. Well, let's get started and see which study is best match for you. You may receive compensation up to $1,000, no cost study medication, and no cost study-related care from a local doctor.
Oh, yeah.
Is this going to be for yourself or for somebody else today?
Oh, for me. It itches so much. It itches. Oh, stop it. Stop that. What was
Maybe
that?
Maybe you need a birth, please.
Yeah. December 7th, 1941.
December 7th, 1941?
Yes.
You're born on Pearl Harbor Day.
Yes, it's a very infamous day. Look at the big brain on you. Wow.
I try.
Look at you for an ethnic. You're not bad. Or a dirty
for
a dirty ethnic, yeah.
Can I have your first and last name, please?
Yeah, my first name is Aculo. My last name is Reyes.
Aculo Reyes?
Yep.
Can you spell your last name for me?
R-A-E-Y-A-E-Z.
R-A-Y-E-Z?
Yeah.
Okay. And your first name is Aculo. That's O-C-C-U-L-O?
No, A-C-U-L-O.
A-C-U-L-O?
Aculo Reyes.
Okay. Okay.
What's,
Mr. Reyes, may I please have your email address?
What's your last name and birthday?
My first name is Peter, and my last name is Ishan.
And what's your ethnicity?
I'm not at liberty to discuss that with you, sir.
Oh, is it dirty? Is that why?
No, not at all.
It sounds Jewish.
It's not. May I please have your email address?
Are you, like, Asian?
No.
African?
No.
What are you? Listen, do you want to get points?
I'm American, sir.
Do you want to get points for this or not? Play by my rules.
May I please have your email address?
Yeah. It's GHF at GloryHoleFoundation.com.
GAF at what foundation?
GloryHoleFoundation.com.
Okay, and I have your daytime phone number.
It's 855-343-4481.
I have 855-343. Can you say the last four again?
4481.
4481?
Extension.
Thank you. And is this going to be your evening phone number, too?
Extension 2051.
I cannot place an extension in here, sir.
You stupid fucking asshole. Fuck you, though. This ain't gonna work then, motherfucker. It's not gonna work.
Okay, sir. Well, I apologize for that,
well,
but
shit
I'm...
shit on you
I
then, motherfucker.
Have...
You need to make the shit fucking work.
I'm sorry, sir.
Make it work now!
I can't do that, sir. I have what I have in front of me to work with. So would you like me to put a different number in for you then, sir?
No, boy.
Sir, would you like me to place a different phone number in for you?
Are you his number?
Is it a yes or no?
Oh.
No?
Ho.
So just leave it as it is? 855-343-4481?
Ho.
Sir, I'm going to place you on hold momentarily, okay?
Ho.
Thank you. Please hold.
Ho. Yeah! play the casino game on your Super Nintendo. We'll move on from this place now. But this seems like a funny place to keep calling during the nights if they're open 24/7. You know who I want to call? I haven't called Weeble Wobble in a while. That was a hot place to prank call for like 4 or 5 days here. Was it Weeble Wobble? What the fuck was that? The dog toy. Wobble Ball, was it? Wobble Wag Giggle Ball, was that it? What the fuck kind of name is that? The one I forgot.
Your four-legged friends are always looking to have some...
I found it. I don't see a phone number on their site, though. Shit.
Hello, sir.
Hello.
Are you interested in going through the questionnaire to see if you may pre-qualify for a study?
Yes. Who am I talking to?
My name is Jennifer Ledger. I'm a supervisor on duty.
Oh, okay, Vagina. Yeah, let's go ahead and do that.
Okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and put the agent Peter back on the phone. He's going to ask you a series of questions. He would need a yes or no response to the medical questions.
Were you like,
and he's going to need some more contact information.
Were you brought in to like control me, to control the situation?
Well, we're just making sure that you were interested in seeing if you would pre-qualify.
Oh, well, yeah, but I'm not intimidated. I mean, you know, I'm not intimidated by you. You're a woman. Why would that bother me?
Okay, would you like to go through the question, or would you like to continue with me?
Your four-legged friends are always looking to have some fun.
I'm looking to have some fun.
I'm sorry?
I'm looking to have some fun with a nice, sexy girl like you.
Oh, sir, I apologize. I don't appreciate that. I would like to continue through the questionnaire, or we can disconnect.
Yeah, but have you ever heard of those balls that you put in inside your cervix and you have to walk around with them and hold them in with your pussy really tight?
Sir, I appreciate going through the questionnaire, but that's it. I would like to continue through the questionnaire. I'm not going to listen to the disrespect.
Okay, all right. I'm ready to answer, but I want to answer them with you, not with him.
I can take you through the questionnaire if you're going to stay on track. That would be perfectly fine.
Always looking to have some. All
right. Okay, and I have your phone number as 855-343-4481. Is that correct?
Yes.
And may I ask your mailing address?
Yes, you could.
Okay. Your mailing address?
128 Horse Machine Ranch Road.
I'm sorry?
Horse Machine Ranch Road.
Can I ask for the spelling of that?
Horse, H-O-R-S-E, like your face. Machine, M-A-C-H-I-N-E. Ranch, like what black people put on everything. R-A-N-C-H.
Sir, if you're going to be disrespectful, we can disconnect.
Road, R-D. I don't know if you know how to use a computer. Are you typing into the computer, honey?
I am typing it into the computer, sir.
I do have a name.
I prefer not to be addressed as honey.
Honey baby?
Sir, I can disconnect the line if you're going to be disrespectful.
Okay, I'm sorry, sweetie. I'm sorry. Honey baby, sweetie.
Sir, I have your address as 128 Horse Machine Ranch Road. May I ask if there's apartment number suite or a floor?
No, honey, it's a ranch.
Thank you, and may I ask for your zip code?
Uh-huh. You could. You can.
Your zip code, your postal code?
Yeah, 32808.
And that is in Orlando, Florida?
Yep.
And that zip code was 32808, is that correct?
That's correct.
Your privacy is important to us, so we do want to confirm that you agree we may share.
Are important for sure.
Sorry, I said your privacy, not your. We're not talking
those are
about anything
too.
Like that.
My private parts are important too, though, right?
Sir, if that's how you're going to speak, I'm going to disconnect the line. I don't appreciate that.
All right, I will not speak for that, but I'm going to be thrusting my hips back and forth for the rest of the call. Okay, go ahead.
Your privacy is important to us.
Just pretend
I'm
working out.
We want to make sure that you...
Just pretend I'm working out.
Sir, I'm going to go ahead and disconnect now, okay?
No,
you have a great day, and thank you for contacting Akurian.
My adversary is a on bitch niggas that blasted me. Oh, shit. All right, I do want to call him back. Fuck it.
Thank you for calling the Akurian Health Clinical Trial Information Line. Your call may be monitored and recorded for quality assurance purposes. Please hold for the next available agent.
Thank you for contacting Akurian's Health and Topic Dermatitis Research Line.
Yeah.
My name is Jessica Schaefer.
Yeah, hey, what's up?
How may I help you?
Yeah, I was calling about that study.
Okay, well, you may receive compensation up to $1,000. No study medication.
Hello?
I'm still here.
Yeah, you're spaying, you're saying?
Compensation up to $1,000. No cost study medication. And no cost study care from a local doctor.
Okay, all
right. Are you providing information for yourself or on behalf of someone else?
Yeah, me.
And may I please have your date of birth?
Yeah, December 7, 1941.
And can you please spell your first and last name for me?
Aculo, A-C-U-L-O, Nalgas.
Can you please spell that?
N-A-L-G-A-S.
And maybe it's have an email address?
Yeah, it's nalgas@gmail.com.
And maybe have a daytime phone number.
Yeah. 503-812-2015. Yeah.
And maybe have a street address.
128 Horse Machine Ranch Road.
And maybe have a zip code.
32808.
And your privacy is important to us, so I just want to confirm that you agree that we may share your information with personnel involved in conducting the study and may contact you by phone using automated technology or other means regarding your research. Are you said okay?
Yeah! Yes, it's fine.
And this part of the questionnaire requires we ask you about gender. To confirm, please tell me, is your gender male or female?
Male. You know what another name for gender is? Sex.
Have you been diagnosed by a medical professional with any of the following medical conditions or diseases?
Sex.
Asthma or COPD?
Sex. No, never.
Dust allergy or eczema?
No. Yes, eczema. Hello?
I'm still here.
Why are you not talking yet?
You said that you did. That you do have eczema?
Yeah, severe eczema. It started in my cock and balls.
And how long have you been experiencing eczema?
20 years.
And may I please have your approximate weight?
Yes. It's 412.
And may I please have your approximate height?
Yeah. Yeah, you can. You could have that.
Oh, is that how tall are you?
Yeah.
Can you tell me how tall you are?
Yeah. Yeah, I can.
When are you going to tell me how tall you are?
You want me to tell you now?
Yes, please.
Oh, 5'11"?
Have you ever been diagnosed any of the following lung conditions?
Bronchiectasis? No, 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 none of those.
Bronchopulmonary, nothing like that?
No, none of those, no.
Has a healthcare professional ever diagnosed you with any of the following medical conditions or
nope,
diseases?
Nope, none
arthritis
of them.
Arthritis or bipolar?
None of them. None?
No.
Nope. Mm.
Okay. And has a healthcare professional diagnosed
nope,
you with
nope,
any heart-related
nope,
conditions?
Nope, nope, nope.
Have you undergone any of the following heart-related
nope,
medical
nope,
procedures?
Nope, nope, nope.
And what type of dermatitis do you have?
Shut up.
Shut up.
Are you still there?
Yeah. Yeah, we wanted...
What type of dermatitis do you have?
We wanted you to shut up. Train wreck.
Yeah!
Tell her to shut up.
Shut up.
So do you think you have atopic dermatitis
or
eczema?
Please, shut up.
Please shut up. Please shut up, okay?
Shut up.
Do shut up, please.
Any contact dermatitis?
Be quiet. God damn it.
Yeah, fucking shit. Hey, can you put the manager on the phone, please?
Yeah.
Yes, I can. Please hold for one moment.
Thank you.
Hey, train wreck.
Nice.
Yeah. Hey, Cardino.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Oh my god. One of these days, man, you need to show me how to do it with my mixer.
Yeah.
Oh, are we in the toilet right now? Oh.
Yeah. Nice.
I think you put your level a little bit too high.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
More sexy like that. Oh.
Nice.
Mm.
Are you drinking tea?
Hmm?
You drinking tea? Oh, what are you drinking?
Yeah, yeah, yes, I am. Yes, I am.
I drink tea now. I stopped coffee.
Oh, really? I never tried coffee. I prefer tea myself. Yeah. What's your favorite kind of tea?
I like the Irish breakfast tea, man.
Hmm. Yeah. Myself, I prefer tea, Earl Grey. Earl Grey, hot.
Hot. One space. Make it
so. Computer, tea, Earl Grey, hot.
Jayad's telling me I'm the king of awkward. Thank you.
Hey, what was that lady?
Right now?
Yeah.
She's taking questions. Hello?
Hello, sir?
Hi.
Taking too long, god damn it. Fucking shit! Oh, hello?
How can I help you?
Yeah, who's this?
My name is Jennifer Ledger. I'm a supervisor on duty. How can I help you today?
Ms. Ledger, yes. Can we continue my questionnaire from earlier? I'm sorry.
Sir, if you would like to go through the questionnaire, we can go through the questionnaire, but we cannot tolerate the inappropriate language.
Okay. All right. Let's go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. Now, the question you're on this questionnaire is, what type of dermatitis do you have? The options I have here are atopic dermatitis or eczema.
I have bad.
Which is typically red.
Bad. It's bad.
It's what the doctor said.
Yeah.
Is that bad atopic dermatitis?
Mm-hmm.
What? I have eczema. But they said it's
you
bad.
You have eczema.
It's bad. They said it was bad. That it was. Is this bad?
Smoking is bad.
He said yes, bad. It's bad. He said like that to me. Bad.
Okay.
He wrote it down here next to it on the paper. It says bad.
But okay, not like as in Michael Jackson bad, you know?
Yeah, bad like bad, not bad like good. What's the next question?
In addition to the eczema, do you have contact dermatitis?
Yes.
Do you have seborrheic dermatitis that's commonly known as cradle cap or dandruff?
No.
And do you have numular dermatitis, which is caused by, it causes coin-shaped sores on the skin?
No.
Do you have another type of dermatitis not listed?
Yes, I have AIDS lesions.
And is that a form of dermatitis?
Well, it's on the skin. And
would you like me to say yes, it's a form of dermatitis?
I don't know. No, I don't think so. Also, where does vaginosis fall in line?
I am not a medical professional. I do not know.
So should I report that?
That would be up to you. If you would think that that is a form of dermatitis, we can say it's another form not listed above.
Yeah, so put vaginosis there.
Thank you.
I have a few more that we might want to cover.
Okay. What I do is just select an option that says another form not listed above. It doesn't give me a place to indicate each condition.
Oh, shit. All right. Forget it then.
Thank you. And which of the following skin symptoms are you currently experiencing?
It's bad.
Itching?
Bad. It's bad.
Sometimes itch.
Yeah.
Itch.
Yeah, this is my nurse. He's my French-Canadian nurse.
Hello.
Okay, I can only speak to one person.
I give you HIPAA. Clearance.
I need to speak. No. I would need to speak to the patient.
All right. If my wife has a vaginal fistula, should I mention that?
It's a kind of eczema.
Yeah.
Skin
okay,
disease.
That again. Very rare.
Yeah,
that would fall under the other types of dermatitis not listed above.
My skin is yellow and itchy and oily. Oh.
Do you
belly,
have
my big belly?
Do you have red itchy skin?
Uh huh. Yeah, and then I also have another skin problem. My mother was half African American.
It's a skin problem.
Yeah, so I have the skin problem where it's darker.
Okay. Do you have flaking or scaly areas?
No.
Do you experience dryness?
On my penis.
Sir, if you're going to speak like that.
No, that's true. I can confirm.
Yeah, I have dryness on my penis.
Are we serious here, or are you intimidated by a medical term?
I need you to not use that language. I need you to refrain from that.
So I'm using the best
sexual organ.
Sexual organ, is that what I need to say? Yeah, exactly, because I'm trying to say the best
you
way I can.
You can simply say yes or no.
Yes.
You specify it to your
would
question.
You say yes or no? I don't need the specifics, especially when you're going to be that perverse.
I'm not being perverse. I have this problem with my penis. It's dry. I need to get it wet. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, well, sir, you can go ahead and disconnect now.
No.
We can
continue
this at a later time.
Okay, come on, the next one. Come on, we're almost done. And then I'll be done, and then you have to worry about it again.
Do you experience oozing, weeping, or crusting?
Oh, my penis, yes. After I ejaculate.
Sir, again, I would ask you to refrain from using that word.
I do cry, weep a little after I have an orgasm. Yes.
Okay, sir. If you're not going to take this serious, I'm going to have to disconnect.
Ma'am, I'm answering.
What's the next question?
What's the next question? Put yes, please.
Can I just ask you for the next few questions here to answer yes or no without any additional comments?
Okay.
It depends on the question.
Yeah, it depends on the question.
Do you experience bleeding?
I'm a man. No, I don't.
Well, maybe you should tell her about each time of the month, you know?
No, but that's her.
Okay.
You know how you have a period, ma'am? That's not me. No.
Sir, again, yes or no would be sufficient.
Oh, I said no. I said not me, no.
Thank you. Do you experience cracking skin?
Yes, on my penis.
Tell her about your sexual organ.
Rough, leathery patches.
Huh?
On my ass.
Yes.
My butt cheeks, you know, my butt cheeks.
Recurring rashes?
On my testicles and my penis, yes.
Sleep loss due to itching or scratching?
Oh, all the time. I have a big scratch post and I mount it and I go back and forth on it. Like, remember like I was doing earlier? Yeah.
How old were you when you were first started to experience these skin conditions?
Four. My first time, I was 16. Oh, yeah.
In the past 6 months, have you had to use a topical product like a lotion, cream, or ointment directly on your skin?
Oh, yeah.
A lubricant with this guy over here, yeah.
Okay, but sir, I'm talking about for the dermatitis. Can you please refrain from using that type of
ointment? Yes, because it's on my penis, so yeah.
What kind of treatments do you apply to your skin, over-the-counter or prescription filled by a pharmacist?
Oil.
Lotion masturbation, oil masturbation.
Sir, I'm going to disconnect now. You have a wonderful day.
Okay.
No! I like it when you said the order. Oil masturbation, oil masturbation.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. Fucking shit, Carlo. I think you almost lost it sometimes.
And I told her, come over, and then I'll be done, and you'll never have to worry about it again.
And you never have to deal with me again. Oh, God.
I have to call back.
Oh, man. Do you have a case number or something like that?
No, I got their phone number with no case number.
Oh, yeah.
That's fine. All right, here's a physician assistant job for a family practice. You want to be a doctor?
Oh, yeah.
A pediatrician?
Oh, yeah.
Or you could be a surgical gynecologist. You could say that.
I could do that, too.
Yeah. Tell them both.
You would like to speak with Dr. Medical.
Please hold while I transfer your call.
It's loud.
This is Naomi, your Dr.
Fucker.
Fucker, right?
Yep. All right, next on the list. Farmers needed? You want to be a farmer?
Oh, yeah. It's my next choice after medical practitioner.
You always got that you can go back to.
Right. It's almost the same. I like the angle with the skin problem that you that you bring. Like, it's darker. It's a skin problem. Oh my God. Are you on YouTube, Cardio?
No. I didn't go. Just audio. It's a pain in the ass getting everything set up.
Alright. I imagine.
I'm almost done. I'm done. I'm not answering. Bilingual nurse.
Oh. What language does she talk?
I'm guessing Spanish, but...
Hmm.
Oh, yeah, you're bilingual. You're French.
Yeah. But you are bilingual, too. You speak Spanish and English, too?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah? So we are both bilingual.
I said bisexual to some guy today already. I don't know if you heard that.
No, I didn't catch. I didn't listen to the entire show. I just I was doing a cake, and I just get back now.
I was like, hey, bisexual, I'm calling about the job. Oh.
But I was at the beginning when you was it you that you said, hey, motherfucker, and you said, oh, I slip it out like you didn't meant to, but you said
like
it.
Like
Yeah.
Sure. All right, this ain't going down. We got two sweeper truck drivers. Sweeper truck. Sweeper. Oh. And we got one left after this, and then I'm done.
No.
Yeah.
You did a show for 4 hours almost, like?
Three and a half.
All right, new drink. I get so tired after 2 hours, like.
Hello?
Hey, the two sweeper driver? Hello?
About the position? Hello?
Yeah?
Can you hear
Hello?
Me?
Hello? Yeah, I'm here.
Are you there? Okay, I'm
yeah.
here too.
Okay, all right.
You're calling about the
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry.
Are you calling about the sweeper position?
Yeah, definitely. Okay. Can you tell me a little bit more? I'm here in my truck right now. I'm eating. I'm on my lunch break. I'm sorry. I have a little bit of time. So, okay, can you tell me more? No.
Is it for day or nighttime sleeper? We're hiring for both.
I can do both. What do you need?
Well, it's one or the other. We have a nighttime position and a daytime position.
Mm. Whatever floats your boat.
Whatever you need.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's say day and night then.
You can take.
Yeah.
Well, no, you can do. No, we have a nighttime driver or a day driver.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Okay.
Whatever you want to do, you can come in and apply.
Okay.
For
so
it.
When do I begin? Do I begin Friday? Next Friday? Do I start next Friday? What do I need to bring?
Have you came in and filled out an application before?
Do I need to bring my own uniform?
No. Have you filled
okay.
out an application?
So I can. Can I wear jeans? Do you have Friday jeans or is it Thursday for you guys?
Did we already hire you?
Oh yeah, you're going to. You don't know it now, but you're going to.
Okay. Well, you have to come in, and I'll give you a business hour to come.
No, that's not needed. We have a kind of a relation right now, okay? So let's surf the wave together, okay? And maybe we can see where that brings us, you know? Me and you in my truck, or maybe me and you in behind the Xerox machine. Who knows? This coffee is so good. Do you like coffee? I can bring you coffee. I didn't know where that one was going to.
That was funny.
Hey, you want to call her back and say that you are me, but you have a different voice now?
Okay, yeah.
Okay. I can do the sipping if you need it.
Okay.
I think she liked me. We have a date, Carlito.
Yes.
You need to be my chaperone, though.
Chaperone.
Yeah.
Hello?
Can't tell sleeping.
Yes, hi. I was calling about the position you have open. I was on the line earlier and I got disconnected.
Okay. Well, I was speaking to someone that was very inappropriate. You're doing it still.
Don't think you were talking to me.
There's somebody else on the line because I heard you talking to him when I picked up the phone.
Oh, I messed up.
Yeah.
Listen, he really needs this job, okay? I'm just speaking on his behalf, all right? I'm his AA sponsor.
When somebody calls in is inappropriate, that's not okay.
I know. He's sorry, though. He's sorry, right?
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry about talking about behind
I won't do it again.
No, we're done. We're all done.
Please, give him a chance. Please, God bless you. Please.
Really?
Yes, please. I'm his pastor and his sponsor.
Okay, I'm going to hang up.
No, come on, please, in the name of the Lord. No, please. Please help him, please.
Fuck. I was trying to give him the address if he wants to come fill out an application.
All right, let me see. Train wreck, this bitch wants to, the bitch wants to give you the address.
Okay. I have a pen and paper. Dead bitch. Oh, hey, maybe we can call her back and say, "Is this the pizza?" Oh fuck, she's still it's still the bitch.
Alright. Go ahead, do that.
Okay, okay. I bet she's not gonna answer.
Probably.
Yeah.
Shame.
Yeah. No, what a bitch. Yeah.
We got
what
one,
a stupid bitch.
We got one last one here from Elky. This is for shampooing carpets.
Okay. That's for you, Cardi, though.
Okay, I take.
Oh, I'm in the picture, but yeah, the call if you want it, too.
Sent the picture.
Yeah, yeah.
That's me.
On the PDA.
Oh, I thought you were saying this somewhere. Yeah, you like that picture of me. That's the second time.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, but you never change it to.
No, I don't want that. You're gay for that picture.
Mm-mm.
You're gay for pay.
Gay for pay.
Hi, this is the phone I'm injured.
Is this the pizza? Oh, god damn it, motherfucking shit!
I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
I got fooled.
You got fooled. All right, I'm done. Yeah. I'm out of here. See ya, Mr. Trainwreck. Thanks for being on. Come back
See ya,
to the show.
Carlito.
All right.
Okay.
Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Yeah, yeah. Love you too, bye. Yeah. I'm dead. Picture me rolling. Anyway. That's the show, I guess. I mean, I don't have any more numbers to do. I mean, I could keep looking for them, but it seems like a lot of work right now, man. In the meantime, I'll remind you all that I'll be on Sunday night. Sunday night, yeah. 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, unless something happens to me. Tonight, as I said before, JAG TV. At 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific, followed by Sloth and his science malarkey. That's at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. Pacific. And we got a show just about every night of the week here. So be sure you're tuned over at prankcallnation.com. Okay? All right, see you later. Thanks for letting me entertain you this afternoon.